Tomorrow's News Today.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
After 11 months of Democrat violence, shooting up ICE facilities, shooting up their vehicles, killing Border Patrol, killing ICE, after all the attacks, the over 100 rammings, finally they got a dead woman. And all the talking heads, Jimmy Kimmel, CNN, The Washington Post, they're all saying this officer murdered her in cold blood. And they're showing deceptive still shots. I mean, this is criminal activity. Saying that the vehicle never touched him, even though it hits him, he goes up over the side of the hood and back. Just like they said in their report. And she was out there as an activist with her wife. We have their post. We have their statements. We have her wife saying that she feels responsible, but the national news just says she's some woman running down the road. Oh, is that why they were all chasing her down the road? They haven't released yet what she was doing and the reason they were chasing her. Ice storm. Agents kill American. Mayhem in Minneapolis. She was murdered. Doctor blocked. What? So after all the restraint you've seen, these guys are full of adrenaline. Everybody's saying kill them. The mayor's saying you're going to die a week and a half ago. And she speeds up and rushes past him. And the news, the corporate news, shows the two agents aside and don't show you the frontal shot that was out yesterday afternoon by the second hour of our show. Hundreds of millions of views on X everywhere else, and they won't show you this on the local news. They won't show you this. Look at this, Washington Post. ICE agent was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots, video shows. And they show the earlier shot, and then they show once he's already bounced off the side of the hood, and say, look, he's not in the path. No, he just bounced off the front of the vehicle. That is the establishment trying to have the pretext to burn this country down. And they've activated the left-wing goon squads all over the country, rioting and attacking federal courthouses and the rest of it. You got the evil Soros mayor saying, get the F out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. You got Tim Walz saying, let's be peaceful, but let's hit the streets. You've got them blocking roads everywhere in New York, in Minnesota, all over, beating up people, dragging them out of their cars just randomly. And I've got countless videos of leftists saying, it's what the Second Amendment's for, get your guns and kill ICE. And it's all coming up. But we're going to be getting into this frame up, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're so stupid. They act like independent media isn't way bigger than them. Absolute. Oh, look, he wasn't hit by the car. Look, either he's on the side of it. Yeah, don't show a few frames back him bouncing off the hood. Don't show the news videos from the front and the side. You go through the whole article. None of that. Unbelievable. They published this today, 100% new, and the other channels are doing it too, and Jimmy Kimmel says,
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich.
Well, CNN, Washington Post, Jimmy Kimmel, all of them are literally framing the ICE agent who was hit by the woman's speeding car and bounced off the hood. And are claiming the car never touched him. They don't care. There's all the local news videos. They don't care. There's video from the front, the side. They are showing video from the back. And engaging in pure lying as usual. And they've activated their uprising Podesta plan that I've been harping on even before Trump got back into office, because they said what their plan was. We're going to be getting into that. And we have a whole bunch of special guests on the transmission today as well that are experts in this area. And we need to get ahead of this, which we have, so it's not going the way they wanted. Kyle Serafin on these developments and a whole bunch of other massive developments inside the government, the FBI, the DOJ. Enrique Tarrio, one of the former political prisoners of J6, to break down all the new J6 developments, the pipe bombing, Patsy, the leftist uprising, Stuart Rhodes, also J6, former political prisoner, political expert, former geopolitical analyst for Ron Paul, of course, lawyer, and more today. But we've been specifically telling you this is coming, and now it's here. Leftists all over the country, not just Minnesota, New York, Washington, would just go randomly block roads and just start beating up people and pulling people out of their cars and smashing in, you know, the windows at federal courthouses. And just countless videos. I can't even keep track of them all. Prominent talk show hosts, podcasters, general public saying, we got a Second Amendment for this. ICE is coming to kill us. Kill them. Remember what Don Lemon said about 3 months ago? He said, the Second Amendment is for you to get guns. And when ICE comes to your house, they're there illegally. They don't have warrants, so you have a right to kill them. Of course, they don't have warrants. They have court orders that are even stronger. There's not just warrants. There's court orders. Where it's not just you have a right to go into this place and look for this. It's, okay, this house got sold at the auction. Here's the final order. Here come the constables of the sheriff's department. You can't stand in their way. That's stronger than a warrant. When you have a court order to arrest someone that's here illegally and adjudicated, many times for all the crimes they committed listed, it's stronger than a warrant. It's a court order. Federal court order. Those agents are ordered to go do that. And the left loves fences and armored doors all around their houses and things. But, oh, we can't deport illegal aliens with giant rap sheets. So we're going to be getting to all of that in a moment. But I got to tell you, I got up this morning and saw this, and I was like, wow. Now, Trump does this. He, in the last 11 months, almost 12 months, almost a year being in, he has essentially pulled out of the World Trade Organization. When I read his order 6 months ago, or before that, with Independence Day, Liberation Day, I said, this is effectively out of the globalist World Trade Organization controlled by China. He didn't officially withdraw, but he signed orders saying, we're not following anything you say, we're not following your courts, it's all over. Which he has the power to do. So he's returning sovereignty. Well, he just did it with the UN today. We'll be going over that. He pulled out of every UN agency, 66 international bodies, pulled all the funding. Because when you hear, you know, oh, the U.S. funds the UN $5 billion a year, that's only to the UN itself. It's got all its sub-bodies. 66 international bodies and treaties. And we've got the memorandum and executive order, withdraw from wasteful, ineffective, or harmful international organizations. And basically, we are out of the United Nations with this. Treasury announces the United States' immediate withdrawal from the Green Climate Fund. It goes on and on. Spectacularly good. Trump just announced he's got a working group. We'll issue an executive order in the coming weeks. He always does what he says he'll do. Banning institutional investors, BlackRock, State Street, you name it. It's all the same conglomerate. From buying single family dwellings. Wow. Also, and I knew this because I'd gone to research it years ago, but Denmark signed in a directive back in the 50s saying that Greenland was autonomous because it had always been autonomous. And they had to do that agreement because the United States, when there was only like 1,000 people living there, came in and built the infrastructure, the wells, the runways, the power station. And they were given a lease in perpetuity, like Guantanamo Bay, that both parties have to agree to pull out. So effectively, the United States cannot be kicked out of Greenland, and the United States is allowed to build anything it wants militarily on the island, as long as it isn't people's private property. And most of the island is just state property. And I've got the orders all right here. Hey, Fidel Castro couldn't make the U.S. get out of Cuba because the U.S. signed a treaty with Cuba after we liberated Cuba from Spain in 1898. And they have an endless lease. We have an endless lease on Guantanamo Bay. And both parties had to pull out. Same thing. You don't think the U.S. could have just taken Greenland at the end of World War II and there was like 1,000 people living there? Now it's 40,000? No. And China has moved in, and we learned basically gotten control. The government's hyper-communist, anti-American, super politically correct. They're persecuting the Christians. You can see all the videos of Greenlanders that live there saying it's horrible. The original Greenlanders are less than 10,000 people on the island. And all the rest are globalist leftists that have moved there. And they're begging the United States to come in. Begging. And then there's all the resources around Greenland. The oil, the gas, everything else. And control the Arctic. How do you think the U.S. got all the U.S.? How do you think we got all these islands? How do you think we got Alaska? We bought it. Or we took it. You can agree with this or disagree with it, but this isn't the globalist system where we go fight and we pay for it, and then the globalists get it. Britain just signed over some of its main military islands basically to China, projecting power to the Middle East. I mean, why'd we give away the Panama Canal? We had an endless, in perpetuity, same deal that we had with Cuba, that both parties would have to get out of it, and it was an endless lease forever. And then Jimmy Carter signed the agreement to start the giveaway. And then Obama got in office and the time was up and it was transferred to him. And Trump's like, you know what? That's a screw job. We built it. And you're going to agree that we get to send our military ships through for free, which is nothing. We pay them like $40 million, $50 million a year. And we'll go in militarily if China keeps taking over. I mean, this is how the world really works. So, Trump is definitely exercising American power and throwing our weight around on things that are strategic to us and things that we have agreements on. We built the Panama Canal. The French failed. They lost, what, like 30-something thousand people? I forget. Look it up. I think we lost like 10,000. I've seen documentaries on it. I forget the exact numbers. I think it's higher than that. It's like just unbelievable building that sucker. And because of the malaria and all the rest of it. And we built it. There was basically nobody down there when we built it. We built the bases. We built the cities. We built it all. And then Jimmy Carter goes, oh, here, have it. Just like everything else. So we're not giving up Guantanamo Bay. We're not giving up Cuba. We're not letting the Chinese run Venezuela. And if we don't control our hemisphere, the dollar's done. America's over. We'll never pay off our debt. We're screwed. If we don't cut taxes and innovate and exercise our power in our backyard, it's over. So those of you that want to be ultra super purists, you're not living in the real world. Trump is doing all this for our interest, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, look it up. How many people are estimated to die building the Panama Canal? I think the French spent like, what was it, like 8 years? Almost went bankrupt off of it. And I know the deaths were in the tens of thousands. I mean, it is insane. And then Roosevelt sent down scientists and they figured out a couple of years into it, oh, that's how they found out malaria came from mosquitoes. And they discovered, oh, we got to put in all these ponds, we got to drain all these ponds around where the people stay, the workers stay. And they also learned to pour a little motor oil on the surface of the water. It would clog up the mosquito larva's breather because they go, you know, they sit at the top and breathe, and problem solved. So a lot of innovation came out of it. It's like a space program, a lot of miniaturization of computers and things like that. A lot of innovation on Panama Canal. It's been many years. I saw a documentary about it. A couple also read a book on it decades ago. Fascinating stuff. Roosevelt even went down there. I was for 6 months or something and helped build everything. What a wild man. Ran the big steam shovels himself. Remember, he's the guy that would have fights in the Rose Garden. Got his eye put out by the heavyweight boxer. Lost an eye. Sight and eye. Some people say, oh, Trump's going to have UFC July 4th. It's bread and circus. He's crazy. No, he's obsessed with William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt, Andrew Jackson. In fact, Trump will tell you those are some of the only history books he's read. But if you want to know what you got, it's a mix of Richard Nixon, Teddy Roosevelt, William McKinley, and Andrew Jackson. And Trump literally sits there with Stephen Miller, and they just read the history, and this has come out, but I knew this years ago, and they go, that's an excellent idea. And that's what Trump keeps saying. He says, all I'm doing is going back to what made us great. And all the stuff they did made perfect sense. So if you don't like what Trump's doing, well, you don't like Teddy Roosevelt, you don't like Andrew Jackson, you don't like William McKinley. Taking on the private Federal Reserve, just like Jackson did when it was called something else, but the same thing. He famously said, I killed the bank. He got us out of it for a while. So I'm kind of already covering the UN thing. I mean, this is so big. Announcing that the big mega banks and brokerage firms and Wall Street firms can't own private family dwellings as investments and drive up prices. I mean, that is pure populist. Oh, it's not fixing the rent like Mondami says, or kicking people out of their houses like Mondami says, or if they're white. No, this is just like, nah, you're not doing that. He's already signed orders that these conglomerates out of China can't buy up single-family homes. I talked to developers in Austin. It's a hot zone, so it's particularly bad. But for years, they're like, yeah, we'll build attractive 100 new homes. And even before we build a show home, already these conglomerates come in and say, we'll buy everything you got. And we'll buy it for 10%, 20% more than it's worth. Sometimes 100% more if they really want it. And they just sit on it. Very predatory, ladies and gentlemen. Monopolistic practices. So, yeah, I'm gushing over Trump. He's going into all the defense contractors and telling them that he's signing an order that if their profits are above 20%, that's how it basically breaks down, a little more complex than that, that he's just going to take their contracts away. He's going up against Raytheon. But he's saying, here's a carrot. It'll help our economy, plus we need dominance. He wants to up the defense budget to $1.5 trillion. That's a 50% increase. I mean, this is a Godzilla-like behavior. And it's to let the whole world know we're back in business. So you say what you want about that, but if you wanted somebody who wants America to be dominant and is setting up it to actually benefit the average person, you got it. Now, let's get into what's happening in Minnesota. I know I've talked about it until your ears bled, because the Democrats said, the Podesta plan, all of it, we're going to go out, we're going to have demonstrators get violent with ICE. At some point, they're going to kill some demonstrators, and then we're going to say it's George Floyd and have a national uprising, and we believe the military will join in with us, and we'll be able to finally overthrow Trump. And then you see the movies like Civil War coming out 2 years ago for the election, year and a half ago, and you see one battle after another coming out a few months ago with the same thing, all about ICE and uprisings and killing them. And now it's here, and it doesn't matter that the woman and her wife were out there at a demonstration. It doesn't matter they said they were there to demonstrate. The media's like, she was just driving to the neighborhood and got attacked and shot for no reason. And, oh, look, here's some photos and videos from the back. See, she didn't run into him with the vehicle. Even though the footage has been out since yesterday, right after it happened, of the front and the side where he bounces off the hood. So she tried to run him over. She hit him with the car. We'll show you a blow up of that. And then he's got his gun out and shoots her in the head, saying he was fearing for himself and other officers because they've been rammed so many times. And that's what the corporate media, though, just keeps showing these side shots and saying, oh, look, see what happened? So she starts spinning her wheels, starts rushing. He pulls the gun out. She hits him. He bounces off the front to the side. If he'd have been just a few degrees more towards the front, he'd have gone under the car. And then she goes and plows into a vehicle. 100% justified. You go out to a neighborhood where they're arresting people with illegal aliens with criminal records. You got everybody throwing bottles and snowballs and rocks at them. And the big question is, we haven't learned yet, in the Homeland Security DHS press release yesterday, why were they all running up on her? Because they got a lot of stuff going on. They don't just run up on a vehicle for no reason. Why were they? What had she done by the time she got up there? But all the Washington Post does and CNN will show you the back shots and say, look, see? Look, here's a photo. The car didn't hit him. ICE agent was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots. Not true. I mean, I guess he bounced off the hood. You're bouncing off the hood. Someone's driving a vehicle at you. He's got the gun out, already pointed at her. You can see it when she hits him. I mean, he could easily say, oh, I just, in the adrenaline, actually pulled the trigger, but he didn't lie. He said, in the moment, she just tried to run me over. She could have run others over. I shot her. And then they said he was a liar, and then an hour later, the footage comes out. So there she is, trying to run him over. She hit him with a deadly weapon. I mean, if I was out in the parking lot, say at Target or somewhere, and I've got a, you know, compact Glock in my jacket, hey, I tell you what, I didn't bring it in today. There's a couple of them in the glove compartment. Don't bring in the pistol. Bring in my Glock, please. Small one. It's in the glove compartment. The point is you know, I got a jacket, or I've got a little holster. I go places. I wear it. And if I was out in some car, some crazy comes speeding towards me, I try to get out of the way, but see, they're law enforcement out there with a job. But you remember the case in Texas where Black Lives Matter, it was all white people, Antifa blocked the Lyft driver, starts screaming and cussing at him, tell him, get the F out of the car, roll his window down, point an AK-47 at him, and he just says, deadly weapon aimed at me, boom, oh, you're going to prison. Governor had to parole him. And then we've got, thanks, my God. So the point is that the talking point is everywhere. Frame the agent, lie, say he's a killer. Let's go to Jimmy Kimmel, who literally is Democrat Party talking points, last night saying Trump is coming to kill you. Trump is coming to kill the American people. Trump is a murderer. Trump is a dictator. After they're the ones that stirred all this up, created the environment. I can't believe this didn't happen earlier. Here it is.
You know what? Maybe they're trying. I know what they're doing. They're trying out a new slogan. Donald J. Trump is going to kill you. That's pretty good, right? This maniac. And he isn't just killing people overseas. An ICE agent today shot and killed an unarmed 37-year-old woman during an ICE operation in Minneapolis. They're there under the guise of protecting us. And, of course, our president weighed in with compassion. He wrote, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator. And the woman driving the car, this is the woman who was killed, was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Now, I saw this video. It didn't look like anybody got run over to me. It looked to me like a woman got scared, tried to drive away, and they shot her. That'll be for the court to decide. Well, the mayor of Minneapolis, though, had this to say.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent.
All right, let's stop. There's a lot more. We're going to come back with it, but listen carefully. Illegal aliens are estimated to kill more than 6,000, 7,000 people a year in DWI alone. Thousands of murders a year. All sorts of horrible crimes. Everybody knows about it. So much of the home invasions, you name it. Our reporter was killed by anti-white La Reconquistas last March, Jamie White. You know about the lawlessness, you see it, and then this is federal law. Obama was deporting four times what Trump's deporting right now because he hasn't been able to scale up yet, but he is. And because they let these people go, these illegals, without even getting their real name and set their immigration hearings for an average 7 years out, It is a wild goose chase. So they've got to go out and do this incredibly dangerous job. And these scumbags call them Nazis, call for violence, get hordes of people to attack them, and then finally somebody gets killed, and then they play the victim. These people know exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so here's what we got going on. I'm about to get to all these incredible clips ahead of a bunch of other important news and special guests today. Trump just effectively pulled out of the UN today. It's just unbelievable. So much more. The globalists are just apoplectic at this point. As predicted, it was all pre-programmed. They said they would do it. They finally got a death. Now they've got massive increase of leftists and NGOs and the media hyping it, taking over streets, attacking federal buildings, attacking courthouses, you name it. Tim Walz saying, good, get out there in the streets. You had the mayor, known Soros operative, just a week and a half ago saying, ICE is going to die, get out of the city, an open threat. And I've been watching the videos of the ICE raids, not just the one yesterday. I mean, these people are screaming, foaming at the mouth, throwing things, attacking, ramming vehicles. And they'll start kicking the doors, and the ICE will get out and say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't stop. And they keep attacking, and then they arrest them, and then you'll see the raw clip, but later you'll see on the national news, look, ICE was in Chicago, or ICE was in Minneapolis, and they just arrested this innocent lady. And they don't show you her ram their vehicle at 40 miles an hour, get out, start beating them, trying to open the doors, and they get out and slam her down, and they just cut to that. I'm an American. Help, help. It's like suicide by cop. And then you've got Kimmel. Notice, I don't know about you, but I saw the video, knowing that the first videos came out were shot from the back and the side. I didn't see her run into him. I didn't see that. He's on at night. That video was everywhere, the front side shot showing he bounced off the front of the vehicle and almost got completely run over. And the Washington Post today publishes this and just says, look, he never got touched by the vehicle. Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, just went live. Let's go to him right now.
We've delivered that. We've been able to do it. We've earned the trust. And when I say that, the trust of BCA, and I tell Minnesotans, the trust of law enforcement here. Everyone knows, globally, certainly here, that George Floyd, who was murdered a few blocks from this site, tore at the soul of who we were. But we healed. We built back trust. Chief Brian O'Hara came in and took one of the most difficult jobs in America of building back trust in the police force in Minneapolis after Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. And he's earned that. And he's level. And he's fair. And he's asking for that. And so, Minnesotans, I will continue to press that we be part of the investigation, that we do the investigation, so that Minnesotans can trust what the outcome is. I don't have a predetermined
notion. Investigation.
Yes,
is appointee.
Yes, I saw that.
Killing members of the House and Senate, their families, and then saying he was working for Walz to kill them because they voted to cut off the Somali fraud.
And we will accept that.
Let's investigate that.
Very, very difficult for Minnesotans to think in any way this is going to be fair when Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday.
We have the footage, liar.
To think that they were going to be fair. With that being said, Minnesotans, we've risen to the occasion so far, but it's going to get challenging. It's going to be challenging because I feel your anger. The human desire to lash out in this moment is very real. I can tell you that that is the wish of many people, that they fulfill the wish they want to see us turn on one another, turn towards violence rather than peace.
That's the admitted Podesta plan for civil war, peaceful state seceding. MSNBC had the headline a few months ago, we need blood. We need them to kill demonstrators so we can have an uprising. Let's go back to him.
I say this, too, when I saw yesterday some of the anger, whether it's Minneapolis police, Minnesota State Patrol.
Yeah, they're lighting the fuse now and acting like they didn't do it.
Minnesota National Guard. They are there to protect and serve, as it said. They are there to protect Minnesotans. Throwing your anger at them only inflames this situation. And I know some of you were up at the Whipple building this morning, and to the press who are here, I saw some of this myself. Thank you. Continue to have access to every single space. Continue to cover this story. Continue to show the world what's out there. I will say it where our president won't. The press are the defenders of our democracy. You need to be there. But I also tell folks, protect our Minnesotans who are out there and don't turn the anger to them. This is a brazen use of force. They want us to bend the knee. They want us to capitulate. The way we give them what they want is allow them to use this as an excuse to put more troops on the ground. Use them as an excuse to show that these are violent protests. And I also witnessed what I think is going to be a pattern over the next few days and the coming hours, is I saw an individual show up there with the intent to antagonize folks who were peacefully protesting, with a bullhorn to scream at them. And again, the desire to move on that individual is exactly what they want, because our respect for the First Amendment means we will expect and respect.
You're the big censors.
If this individual is there expressing support for ICE, that's their constitutional right to do so, and they need to be protected. Don't allow that to be a catalyst to create violence.
So they've lined this up now. Now he's playing good cop.
We believe in states' rights. We believe the federal government needs to stay out of this. We believe that the situation has gotten worse and less safe
and human trafficking.
And I will just say there were two incidents yesterday I saw after this that just tore at my soul. I saw an individual at the scene identify themselves as medical personnel, a physician, and asked to provide aid. And an ICE agent said, I do not care. That lack of humanity was chilling to me. And after this incident happened, and after the tensions rose, ICE agents entered a Minnesota school, causing disruptions at that school.
Let's go back to this in a moment. By the way, NOM has now released a statement. It's exactly what we thought. This woman with her wife was trolling around, following ICE all day, blocking their vehicles, getting in their face. You see all the wine moms, you know, all of them. This woman had a husband. She left for this woman. Has kids, too. And she was out, according to NOM, and of course, her wife admits that she was out there protesting. But the left's like, oh, no, she wasn't. She was just driving through. And that's why they were running up on her. I said, was she stalking him? Was she blocking him? Was she following him? And you see him to give people warnings. Don't block us. Don't do that. And so Walls knows he can't come out like Kimmel or the Washington Post and say, no, cold blood, they killed her. They're murderers. He knows it's going to come out, you know, that the footage is there showing that the feds are telling the truth. So he's like, well, let's investigate. Let's see. But I did hear this, hear that. Well, now ICE is, to our sources we're getting on. I just got this. They're giving us the other piece. They had a guy yelling and screaming at him out there at that scene who then goes, oh, let me in. I'm a doctor. Yeah, let's let this protester through. He says he's a doctor. You know, again, this is hysteria. They've already called an ambulance. You say you're a doctor. Okay, you've been following us around for 30 minutes screaming at us. With people throwing stuff at us, no, we're not letting you through. But just every little point, oh, they didn't let the doctor through. That's the top of Drudge. It's all they've got. 500,000 trafficked kids, sex slavery, physical slave labor under Biden. 20 million illegals. 700,000 dead from fentanyl the last years of Biden. All the carnage, all the stuff you know. And they want to say they're evil for doing their job. Should we have borders? I got to get going there because I got all these clips and I've got Antifa saying we're going to kill ICE, all the rest of it. I've got all these other people. I mean, they're everywhere. This is what they say they're going to do. My God, Don Lemon said, go get guns. And when they come to your house, you know, get them. And they've seen ICE be so restrained in the last 11 months that they finally are like, all right, we're not going to say you're going to kill us now. We're going to say we're going to kill you. That's been the talking point. I saw the mayor of Minneapolis, but others, you're going to die. And they turn the heat up with their attack dogs. Because let me tell you, it's not just the Somalis. Yeah, the Somalis run 90% of the scams in Minnesota and Ohio and other places like Washington State. Because they're the bag men. It's come out. You got the NGOs, the white liberals that sit on top of it. And I guarantee you, and they've already tracked it and proven it with a bunch of them, a bunch of the people you see out there sit in their houses. They have mansions, many of them. They got 10, 15 NGOs under them. They're getting a big cut from the Somalis. They're just using the Somalis as the bagmen. How many times has it turned out in Ohio and Washington State and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, it'll be a white middle-aged woman is the kingpin over it all. And now we've got judges and mayors and governors that are white women saying, we're not going to investigate or prosecute any fraud by anybody. And they smile because they want the gravy train to continue. Remember the federal judge was blocking all Trump's cuts at the USAID in Rhode Island? And it turned out he was getting, just this year when Trump got in and signed it, this year a $3 million check he paid himself. He unblocked the money, billions, and his NGO run by his wife and daughter got $3+ million of the money. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to recuse yourself. And you saw all the other judges are all, they're all getting money. The story is the Democrat kingpins above them. It's a mafia. And a House member and a Senate member both were investigating and voted no on money for the Somalis last year. And they got gunned down June 14th. And then the shooter said, I did it for Walls. I work for Walls, which he did. And we were going to blame Republicans. Well, I believe his letter because I predicted they'd probably have some shootings of politicians that week and blame me or Trump. And within 1 hour of the shootings, they had the roommate of the man on TV blaming me and Trump with all the international news cameras there, CBS, ABC, BBC. I just want you to know he was a big Trump and Alex Jones supporter. Come on, people. You can't script this any better. You got a bunch of hardworking farmers and people and miners and everything else that are left up in Minnesota. But in the cities, it is a bunch of lazy leftists laying around sucking money. And they use the Somalis as their bagmen. And now they're all pissed because it's coming out. Let's go back to Kimmel now and analyze it. Then I'll get to Kristi Noem. Then I'll get to all the death threats as they escalate the total violence. And then they're good cop Tim Walz. Now, let's be peaceful. Well, the mayor's like, get the fuck out of here. He'll be the bad cop. Here it is.
You know what? Maybe they're trying. I know what they're doing. They're trying out a new slogan. Donald J. Trump is going to kill you.
From illegal aliens, the drugs, the murder. They finally got one dead person that tried to kill somebody.
An ICE agent today shot and killed an unarmed 37-year-old woman during
an ICE operation in Minneapolis. She had a 3,000-pound vehicle.
Under the guise of protecting us. And, of course, our president weighed in with compassion. He wrote, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator. And the woman driving the car, this is the woman who was killed, was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Now, I saw this video. It didn't look like anybody got run over to me. It looked to me like a woman got scared, tried to drive away, and they shot her. That'll be for the court to decide. Well, the mayor of Minneapolis, though, had this to say.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull****. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
That was the shirt I want to see. To ICE. Get the f*** out of Minneapolis. Get the f*** out of all of these cities.
So they know exactly what they're doing. Now, Nick Sordor yesterday said he got this from law enforcement. Now it's on the local news confirming the same ICE agent, everything Nick's ever told me in the years he's come on has been dead on. That guy's a real journalist. The same, and everything the feds ever gave him was true. They're the grassroots feds doing their duty, not the evil ones at the top. The same ICE agent appears to have been dragged roughly 300 feet while executing an arrest warrant, illegal alien, resulting in 33 stitches just 6 months ago. Video and full details below. So, yeah, this guy has literally almost been killed already. So think he might be a little jumpy when a car suddenly spins its wheels and comes right at him and turns towards him and he tries to jump out of the way but still gets hit? And then didn't say, oh, I had my gun extended when she hit me, I pulled the trigger. No, he said, no, I fear for my life and others. You know, she's trying to ram people. I killed her. She's the one with a giant weapon. She wasn't unarmed, Kimmel. Oh, you think those planes on 9/11 were unarmed? These people are sick. Here's the local newscast on this same ICE agent who we broke here yesterday had already been drugged down the road before. And what I heard was other sources like broken bones and stuff. I don't know how this guy's actually back out there. I know this. I'm certainly not going to try to ram him. The guy's got lightning reflexes. They better keep his identity safe. Boy, they're going to try to kill this guy. You know that. I got clips of people calling for his death right now. But let's go ahead and go to the local newscast on this.
ICE arrest in the Twin Cities is leading to even more charges.
His home security video shows the driver taking off during a traffic stop, dragging a deportation officer with him. New at 10, WCCO's Uba Ali walks us through this video and the political firestorm behind it.
What began as a planned federal immigration arrest took a violent turn in this quiet Bloomington neighborhood. And it was all caught on camera. According to a federal complaint, agents were executing a warrant for 39-year-old Roberto Carlos Munoz. They say Munoz entered the country unlawfully, and he also pled guilty to fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct back in 2023 for abusing a minor. Tuesday morning, agents pulled him over. Court documents say he repeatedly refused to comply before a federal agent took out his spring-loaded window punch with his right hand and broke the driver's side rear window. These images show the officer's hand in the vehicle. In this video, you can see the driver take off with the agent hanging from the car, dragging him 300 feet through front yards. These graphic images show the aftermath. A bloody agent who needed 33 stitches for his significant cuts. And now a political battle with a top Homeland Security official criticizing Governor Tim Walz, posting on X, instead of comparing ICE law enforcement to the Gestapo, Walz should be thanking our brave law enforcement. The Department of Justice says a request for Munoz to be held after that 2022 arrest was, quote, not honored by local authorities, and Munoz was released.
Tonight, Barcelona is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well.
And back up the newscast. Let's get the screenshot of this badass. We can't see his face. Because I got to tell you, folks, cops have a tough job, okay? And sometimes cops do wrong, and we're on their ass when they do it. But my interactions with police, unless they're in leftist cities being ordered to harass me, have nothing but good. They're going out to one of the most dangerous jobs in the world right now and being attacked almost every time they go out. And then the corporate media lies and says he wasn't hit by the car. And it turns out he was drugged 300 feet with the illegal alien driving through people's yards and could have killed God knows who. You mean to show you a compilation of hundreds of ramming videos we've got? This is just unbelievable. And now here's the head of the DHS, Kristi Noem, explaining why they were running up on her and why they were surrounding her because of what she'd been doing, stalking them, blocking them. Here it is.
If you remember in that operation, what happened was our officers were out trying to get a car stuck out of the snow when they were surrounded and assaulted and blocked in by protesters that were inciting.
It's a bunch of hyenas.
He did follow his training because of an individual that was
point blank into a driver's window. Is that part of the training? Is that, how is that self-defense?
This is an experienced officer who followed his training, and we will continue to let the investigation unfold into the individual and continue to follow the procedures and policies that happen in these use of force cases. But let's remember the events that surrounded what happened yesterday on that tragic situation was that these individuals had followed our officers all day, had harassed them, had blocked them in. They were impeding our law enforcement operations, which is against the law. And when they demanded and commanded her to get out of her vehicle several times, she did not. So we'll continue to allow this process to unfold and recognize that these law enforcement officers every single day put their lives on the line. They go out and do their jobs. They go out and this was an act of domestic terrorism, which is perpetuating
into who she was or what she was about. And yet now you're saying
these policies and procedures that
follow
a situation like this are continuing to be put in place. So this is standard operating procedure after every use of force situation is that we follow these procedures and protocols. This situation is no different.
Imagine how easy their jobs are. In 6 months, this guy has been drugged 300 feet with cuts all over his body. Somebody's trying to run him over. Now it happens again, and the media acts like they don't know it's on tape. And now the left's calling for his death. We got those videos coming up next hour. It's bad. Wait till you see this. But before we go to break, listen to me. And I want to thank all of you for your support. I can't do this without you. I'm funded by you. And we only bring you the best products because I want them to work. And you have been supporting, and I appreciate that. That is good because I don't want to just stay on the air. I want to go 19 hours a day from 5 a.m. to midnight. And I tell you, if we get the support we've been getting the last few days for a few months, we'll do it. This is the house you build. You support us, you will see everything poured into the fight. Everything. I can't drag myself away from this broadcast. I have family that dies who I loved. And I'm just like, sorry, I can't come to your funeral 4 hours away. I have to fight. And I explain to family, I can't leave. And they understand. I mean, I got medical issues I've been supposed to take care of. I'm whining. I just don't take care of them because I cannot even do it. But I, at some point, I'm going to have to. I got a blown Achilles gone, tendon ruptured in my hand, hands not working, other stuff going on. I wish I could just go in and like Darth Vader get it all done at once, but it's more than that, but I'll just stop there. The point is I need your prayer. I need your support. I am fully 100% committed to this fight, and I will fight as hard as you back me. You are the variable, and I salute you because you are the answer to 1984. You are the spirit of 1776. So today is the last day to get a free bottle of Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster, also just great for your whole body in general, or Shilajit gummies, pineapple flavor, the very best Shilajit out there, libido, stamina, energy, skin, everything, super incredible natural peptides. I don't understand how it's made, multi-million-year-old stuff. When there's earthquakes, it comes out of the ground in Tibet. We've got the best for the best Shilajit mine in the world, highest rated, ends tonight, January 8th at midnight. Cold and flu season is here. Atomic Defense has the ingredients you need to fortify your body's defenses. Shilajit gummies also work in conjunction by supporting cellular energy, helping your body adapt to stress, which is one of the biggest immune killers. Add any supplement to your cart and get your choice of a free Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummy, your choice, at thealexjonesstore.com. And we got a new shirt. Support your local ice raids. I asked Bigley to make it. They did. They got ball caps as well. Support your local ice raids. And a few days left, any purchase you make is 50 times X enter to get the super trucks at thealexjonesstore.com in the raffle. Now's the time to take action. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
an update on the future InfoWars, but the truth is, no one knows what's going on. I feel like it's Star Wars Episode 4 where they're flying in the Death Star and the big guns are shooting at them. They go, the guns, they've stopped. And the head guy goes, stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters. I got two marks set. Yeah, that's what's going on. But they got the receiver. They announced they were going to sell it. And then everything went crickets. And they won't talk to us. We have no idea what's going on. I mean, it is just wild. But it's okay. We got all the backups, everything else. Thanks for your support. Kyle Serafin, I wanted him on about all the stuff that's going on. It's actually frightening how accurate this guy is. And he really doesn't get the credit he deserves. I know there's always the talking points and the bots attacking him because he's just been right about everything. It's crazy. But I want to get his take on the uprising the left's trying to launch, the pipe bomber proof. Even Congress, his own lawyers are saying, yeah, he didn't do it. He's a patsy. Serafin months ago when the GPS data came in said he's miles away. It looks like he's a DoorDash driver. This is a setup while the pipe bomber's actually there. Now that's coming out in court. It's just crazy how everything the bad guys do in government now falls apart. And they just move on to the next cover-up and the next cover-up. And that's really the problem is there's so much evil going on, I can't even keep track of it anymore. We just need to reject anything the left, the globalists say, and then ask, though, the big problem, what the hell's going on at the DOJ and the FBI? Because you see DHS, because it's a newer agency. And I was, by the way, I was against its formation. Because who wants more agencies and more government? But it's kind of an example of something newer that the president actually controls where you can get something done. I'd say just get rid of the FBI and then have a new division DHS that does what the FBI does, investigations and, counterterrorism investigations and counterintelligence. I mean, I'll ask Kyle Serafin about that, but I think that's probably the answer here is we've got, because I'll tell you, DHS is like, I mean, I see the stuff they're doing and the people Trump puts in, and it's like night and day. Night and day. But we're going to first get into Minnesota and what's happening there and play a few clips that I haven't gotten to yet. And I got to be judicious because I've got, this morning I only sent like 8 clips to the crew and they brought me more clips. And I'm like looking at so many clips. I'm not going to send them that one. I'm going to send them that one because I've been up since 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep just watching the left call for mass murder of federal agents. And then all these other leftist talk show hosts at big shows going, Jones is a traitor. He was always against the police. He was against the feds. And now he's sucking the weenie of the DHS. I never said that. I've said thousands of times for 30 years, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-unconstitutional government. When the government does its constitutional duty, I support it. And when they're doing their duty, ordered to do it under attack, I fully back enthusiastically. When the military and police were training to take your guns, they were the whistleblowers. Now we got the information, the videos, the documents. I exposed it. The media spun it that I said, oh, the military's bad. And when firefighters exposed it, it was a countdown to blow up Building 7. The media spun it. Jones says firefighters blew it up. I didn't say that. Firefighters told me they had a countdown, and they were told it was blown up. And then I found local newscasts they sent me from the time where it was admitted. But that's how they spin it. No, the average firefighter, the average police officer, the average state police officer, the average DHS person, Border Patrol, are great people. Even low-level FBI I found have been very good. God, most a lot of what I know is because of good FBI, just like Ted Gunderson and so many others. But no, this is a constitutional government. What Trump's doing is constitutional. We have an evil globalist criminal left literally trying to say it's illegitimate and overthrow the country into chaos. And we better stand with President Trump and federal law enforcement at this point.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done.
Boy, this song certainly goes with the poor young black men they're openly framing for the pipe bombing.
The champion of the world.
We'll get into that. We got a lot to cover with Kyle Serafin, but first, I had him scheduled, trying to get him on for a few days. He could continue to do today about all the craziness at DOJ, the pipe bombing hoax, Patsy unraveling completely, everything else. Who else is about to leave DHS? This guy's got a 1,000 batting average. Talk about, you know, Nostradamus, but he's just informed. We got a lot of great sources. But I want to get his take first on Minnesota. The Democrats have said, oh, we're going to kill ICE, or, oh, when you kill a protester, we're going to have an uprising. That's the plan. Now we're here, and now they're trying to act like, oh, they want nonviolence, but they've got people pulling people out of cars, beating people up in Minnesota, New York, going crazy. I wanted to show you a few of these videos. Believe me, I could go for hours just with these. Mask trans Antifa goon from Portland, Oregon issues death threat to ICE agents who shot woman that tried to run them over. And then we've got, this guy says he's black, he's a white guy, running around screaming, saying, Second Amendment is to kill ICE, it's to kill the government. No, it's if you have a tyrannical government. And you have Don Lemon famously months ago saying, citizens are coming to kill you, get guns, wait, kill ICE. Then you've got Jimmy Kimmel last night, oh, we saw the video, they ran her over, she's innocent. Or, you know, she didn't try to run him over, she's innocent. But we have the footage of him bouncing off the front of the vehicle. These people are sick. This woman says she wants to bed rot. She's going to lay in bed. But if that doesn't work, if her protest of laying in bed doesn't work, well, it's time to start killing ICE. That's terrorism. And don't worry, lady, you're going to be in a supermax prison when this goes down. You'll get a real good chance to rot. This guy, I have so many of these. This woman's like, I've chased ICE around. I've blocked their vehicles. Oh, my God, I could have been killed. She wasn't killed for that. She was killed for spinning her tires and trying to run him over, and he bounces off the vehicle. So let's go ahead and play a few of these clips back to back.
To the ICE agent that murdered that unarmed civilian in Minneapolis, we have your face. We have pictures of you.
You notice he talks just like the guy at the Catholic school in Minnesota. He talks just, all of them have this same. I'm sure he's Mossad too. Like, there's no Trantifa. The only people attacking me in public in the last year are trannies. Okay? You've seen it on video. They come on, I'm going to kill you in D.C. Sorry, go back to the video.
To the ICE agent that murdered that unarmed civilian in Minneapolis.
Sounds like Alexander Soros.
We have your face. We have pictures of you. We will get justice for a fallen comrade. Whether it be judicial justice or street justice. depends on whether or not you turn yourself in and admit to your crime. That wasn't self-defense. That was murder. And you know it was murder. Don't put it off as self-defense.
Just like with George Floyd, we not gonna, what? We gonna tear this motherfucker up. That's what the f*** has to happen. Do you, does anybody know why we're given the Second Amendment right? Google it. It's to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
That's true.
The police are supposed to be on our side, fighting, pointing their guns at the f***ing government. It's the facts. It's not for hunting. It's not for self-defense. It's to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. It don't get no worse than this.
Huh.
It don't.
You know,
what the f***?
I know that's right.
What the f***? I have a little baby. I have a little f***ing baby, man. And it's like I had to adopt her to protect her from this shit. You put a baby to my gun's head. You put a gun to my baby's head. I'm gonna hurt somebody. That's what they're doing to us. I'm not Hispanic. I'm black. I just be sitting home smoking my weed, enjoying my money. But I'll die about this shit. I don't have no quality of life left. If you think you do...
Hit pause. I'm gonna stop in a minute, but just... I smoke my weed with my money. You got these welfare people that now want to go to war. This same guy almost got killed, drug 300 feet, and they're out there literally, the Second Amendment, get out there, get them. I'm telling you, you got the mayor saying a week and a half ago, oh, ICE, you're going to die. These people are just beyond sick. Let's finish up with it.
We don't have no quality of life left. My wife is a documented... She has her work permit. It's legit. She won't go to work because they'll take her still. They're taking people that have documents.
Total lie.
They're taking kids. They're doing all... You guys, this is where the world ends. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. They go snatch the president of Venezuela.
By the way, I blew this video up. This guy is not black at all. It's like the Mitch Smith of Minnesota. Or Mitch Snow of Minnesota.
That's where we gotta go, you guys, the White House. This is only gonna go so far. This is bullshit. This is bullshit, guys. This is bullshit. You can just abort a baby.
So ICE just murdered an innocent civilian bystander today. So that's where we're at in this country. If you don't like where we're at in this country, please, I invite you to bed rot with me. On January 20th, we are going to just not do any of our responsibilities.
I got a feeling she bed rots a lot.
Because if you're a woman, you know how much we actually run. And I'm sick and tired of propping up a fascist regime that has no problem murdering me. And they better count their blessings. We're just bed rotting for a fucking day. Because the Second Amendment exists for this reason. And if protests and boycotts aren't working, that's the only option left. You have no excuse to not take a single day off. You can do it. Nothing's more important right now. So please, spread this around, because I don't want shit getting more violent.
Anyone that's claiming that was self-defense can eat and get They told her to turn her car around and leave. She was doing so, and an ICE agent pulled his firearm and murdered her. That's what happened. You've seen the video, which I don't recommend you do. The ICE agent was at risk. He was clearly out of the path of the vehicle.
No, that's not true.
But he
won't show it.
So the next time one of you human f***ing skidmark pond scum mother tells me about how you just need to comply, I'm going to comply by drop kicking you into the sun. To the ICE agent, I don't know your name yet, but I'm sure we will. And I hope that you and all your buddies who were patting each other on the back after this happened know that your futures are f***ing. Because you know what? You might be safe right now with a racist, bigoted administration in charge that'll protect you. But the second that the adults are back in charge, hell will come to breakfast and there will be consequences. You don't get to murder people.
Well, I can tell you, I talked to Nick Sorter off air and others. They were... DHS did everything they could to be restrained. It's a miracle this hasn't happened yet. And you think they want Soros DAs coming after them? You think they wanted to kill this woman? No. And you have all these LARPing people yelling and screaming and throwing bottles at them and rocks, all of it ramming their vehicles, and you finally got somebody killed. And now you want to push this country into civil war, one you will lose. Kyle Serafin, I know you've got, you sent me the code, the law. Was this a legal shooting for what you've seen? I've talked to other current feds I know today off record, and they said 100%. You can see that right there. He bounces off the front of the vehicle. And he didn't say, oh, she hit me and I pulled the trigger. He didn't do that. He said, no, I thought she was trying to kill me and other people. It was a danger. I did. He's already been drugged 300 feet, stitches all over his body before 6 months ago. So you go to these war zones, you go where they have court orders, even stronger than a warrant, and you're impeding this, a totally constitutional duty. What do you expect? And now you've got the left trying to push their uprising, George Floyd 2.0. Your overview of this and where you think this is going. Kyle Serafin, thank you so much for being here. Top FBI whistleblower.
A couple things come to mind right away. Number one, I'm a gun owner and I own a fair number of firearms. And so I'm kind of worried that someone might try to hold a baby to my gun's head. Whatever that guy was talking about, maybe a little bit less weed for that dude would be good. That was one of the weirdest threats. I've never seen a threat like that, so that's actually really concerning to me because I don't even know what that would look like. We saw a lot of impotent rage. That's the only way I can categorize it. LARPing is a really good way. The guy with the mask, you know. These are not people that are real threats to anybody. They're the guy screaming. I've never seen anyone drop kicked into the sun either, so that's pretty strong hyperbole.
Yeah, they want that guy's somebody probably never else been in a fight. To go out and kill. They're trying to incite.
Just any reason to just mouth off and, you know, get your clicks. And so this is silliness. There was a lot on the right as well. I saw people calling it domestic terrorism, including the Secretary of Homeland Security. I don't like that. That's not good. This was not anything more than a simple officer-involved shooting or an agent-involved shooting. And it happens occasionally. It's always tragic. Somebody lost their life. She makes a series of poor decisions, not the least of which was apparently she's a 37-year-old mother with a 6-year-old at home or at school. And she thought it was her best use of her time to block ICE, obstruct a federal enforcement operation.
And she left her husband for this other woman, we now learned 3 years ago. The woman admits it sounds like she brought her out there to do this. She feels bad about it. Good for her saying that. She went to a war zone and found a war.
Yeah, look, women that are in that, if you have a 6-year-old, what are you doing there? My wife, we have an 8, a 7, a 4, and a 2-year-old. And I'll tell you what my wife's not doing in the middle of the day on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. She's not out blocking ICE in our minivan. That's just not where she's going to be. She's going to be taking care of our kids and doing the things that are relevant to that, maintaining our household. So anyway, this was a misuse of her own resources and time. But broadly speaking, none of these people actually are not quoting anything that matters. So the issue that's going to be at stake here is going to be the deadly force policy, which comes out of DHS, and the deadly force policy for DHS and DOJ. It's essentially identical. I can recite it from memory. I've done it thousands of times.
Here, overhead shot. You sent it to us. We'll put the HD on screen. Okay.
If you go to page six, at the bottom of page six, you'll see it says deadly force. Okay. And so the deadly force policy is as follows. It says, essentially that law enforcement officers, in this case of DHS, can use deadly force only when necessary. And that is when the subject of such force, poses an imminent danger of death or serious physical injury to the officer or to another person. Now, you mentioned that he was dragged down the street about 6 months ago, did about a 300-yard drag, hanging out the window of a vehicle that they were trying to apprehend. And that guy was a violent sex offender from wherever. Okay, so he's now has what we call in the law enforcement world training and experience. I guarantee he's got certain training. It probably said don't stand in front of a moving vehicle, but whatever. Things happen when you're in the street. There's book knowledge and then there's the real world. He's in front of a vehicle. He looks over and sees his buddy reaching in to try to put the vehicle in park or stop the woman from holding on to it. Whatever the hell he was doing. You don't know what the buddy's doing. All you know is the only thing that's going to matter is the reasonable belief. That's the first part. So it has to be reasonable. He doesn't have to be right, Alex. He just has to be reasonable that a regular officer with the same experience and training would come to the same conclusion that it was an option. You don't have to actually do it. There's always what's called the deadly force policy. It's kind of like a big circle. The smaller circle is your own deadly force policy, which means you may be authorized to shoot, but you don't actually do it. Okay. So people
and
don't take the shot all the time.
Came in when he bounces off the front of the vehicle.
Oh yeah. 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 I mean, the sympathetic nervous system dump that goes on when somebody gets hit by a car or thinks that they're about to get hit by a car, especially if they've already done it.
I'm not going to try to run over people with guns drawn. I mean, like, what does she think is going to happen?
Well, if you do, you should probably expect that they're going to shoot at you, right? I mean, that'd be reasonable. Maybe you're in a life or death scenario. People draw a gun on you. The reason you're driving is because you think it's going to happen. Now, regardless of what the woman's intent was, which is irrelevant, regardless of which way the wheels are pointed, which is irrelevant, all that matters is that the officer involved can articulate a reasonable belief that the woman, and specifically the woman piloting the vehicle, which is what, a 3,000-pound weapon system, right? that it was in forward motion, that he heard the engine, that it, you know, lurched towards him. And the minute that happened, he made a split second decision to decide whether he was in imminent danger of death or serious physical injury. Doesn't matter if the shot was going to stop that. Doesn't matter whether or not, you know, she hit him, even though it appears that she
and
did.
He said, none of those things are relevant. I wasn't just worried about me. It was others, because she's literally aiming at him, coming at him, hits him. He said, I was worried about other people, which I think is reasonable.
It's 100% reasonable, especially if she's just now been involved in a potentially fatal, you know, attempt on an officer's life. There's this entire concept of like the mad dog in mad pursuit or hot pursuit. And so in law enforcement, you worry about if somebody has just shown the propensity to do violence, especially to a federal agent or officer or, you know, a law enforcement officer, what will they do to the general public? You know, and so his firing of the shot is going to be considered reasonable. I think I'm just speculating here based on what he's probably going to testify to. And he's going to give a shooting review. It's going to be people who understand the use of force continuum and what's supposed to be done there. But there's case law over this. It's called Graham v. Connor. People can look it up. There's basically a three-pronged approach. It has to be something serious that the force is used on. So deadly force with a vehicle equals deadly force with a gun. That meets the serious category. Imminent danger of death or serious physical injury. Well, getting hit by a car can cause death or serious physical injury. And imminence is 3 feet in front of you. The vehicle moves right at you. That's as imminent as it gets.
He bounces off the front. But notice Kimmel said she had no weapon. A 3,000-pound SUV is a weapon.
And there's plenty of court decisions. The Seventh Circuit has already ruled on that a vehicle in motion can be considered a weapon system. There's plenty of examples of you know, local cops and feds getting hit with vehicles. This guy had personal experience with it 6 months earlier. So his testimony on that is going to be even more aggressive. And here's the last thing that people understand. This is not a local matter. This is not like Derek Chauvin, where the local DA can come in and charge the federal officer. If they try to do that, they're going to go in and they're going to invoke Nagel, which is a Supreme Court decision from the 1890s. And in 1890, they said, essentially, you cannot arrest one of our people doing their job for the federal government because they're doing things and they're covered by the Supremacy Clause. We will roll them in. We'll give them qualified immunity under that. And so the feds can actually dismiss any charges unless there is a federal case. And so there's
and
a question
Walls
of Christy Noem earlier.
In his press conference last hour, he said, we want locals control. We want local investigation. He wants.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. They can want it. It just doesn't matter. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this. It's very, very old case law. We're like 140 years past that. So too bad, so sad. And this is the express reason. And by the way, I'm not cheerleading the Trump administration. You said earlier, you know, we need to stand with ICE and stand with the administration. I actually think that what you're saying is a little more nuanced in reality, just because I know you. What we're saying is when the administration is actually doing things judiciously and they're actually operating under constitutional principles.
ICE and this clear thing. Yeah, not everything.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So when you're constitutionally doing the job, and ICE has a authority to do this, this was passed by Congress. Nobody debates whether or not ICE can go in and round up people that are illegal. Then we need to say it's good to see the administration support them. What I don't like is that the administration is getting political about this and calling them domestic terrorists and all this kind of stuff. That's charged language. At the end of the day, this is a simple use of force scenario. It happens all the time, unfortunately. And if you choose to be on the wrong side of federal law enforcement, when they're just standing in front of you, and you rev your engine and you hit a guy and another guy's trying to tell you, he gave her a lawful command. He said, get the F out of the vehicle. It's not a nice way to do it, but that is a command. And she was obstructing from everything we can tell. So I think you're going to find that this is a good shoot is what we call it. It's going to be justifiable under the deadly force policy. There's going to be infinite amounts of talking heads. And what we see that's really dangerous is the people on the left are calling it murder.
They're attacking federal buildings, courthouses. They're blocking roads, attacking people, New York, Minnesota. They're going with this. Kimmel saying Trump's coming to kill you. Where do you expect this to go now?
I don't think it has the same effect as George Floyd. And that's because the left is set up that a leftist white woman, even if she is a lesbian now, and previously had a son with a man, even if she's a lesbian white woman, she doesn't rate high enough on the victim hierarchy, I don't think, to burn down cities. That's just my guess. I think we've been told pretty credibly by the left over and over again that if you're a white person, you can't be killed by the cops. So this might be a time for them to reassess some of their rhetoric. But I am seeing AOC, Dan Goldman, fill in the blank others calling it murder. This is clearly not murder. This is an officer involved shooting. It's a tragic scenario. Nobody wants to see a mom killed. I also don't want to see moms get in and obstruct federal officers. She has no idea why those guys were there. There's a reason why people show up on these operations wearing body armor. I got a couple of friends that are good, decent FBI agents, people in the DEA, people that are out there, ATF, that are assigned to the task force, that are doing the thing that everybody's kind of okay with. Like, you know, get rid of the illegal aliens. That seems reasonable. It actually is going to benefit people on the left that don't have money and stay home all day and smoke weed. There's going to be more money for you, so you should want this. watching these guys walk around in body armor, do you think that they're putting that on because it's fun? It's not really fun to wear body armor. I mean, the LARPers might think it's cool, but it's actually kind of a pain in the butt. It's bad on your back. It's very uncomfortable. It's not the most warm thing. So you got to put, you know, different sort of articles of clothing underneath it and then put it on top. At the end of the day, if you're in the middle of something where everybody around you is wearing body armor, you should ask yourself a question. What the hell am I doing here? And having been a guy that was a medic on these types of operations, having been a guy that was on security perimeters as well, you know, you see people that want to walk through your security perimeter and you just think, are you completely boneheaded, you daft fool? Like, we're wearing body armor because someone might shoot out of the place that we have people going in with guns.
I was
guns.
About to say, the main pitch
this
now.
This is a stupid thing.
They wouldn't let a doctor through, but now they point out the guy was screaming at him the whole time. Now he goes, I'm a doctor, let me through. They already called an ambulance.
No, you can't come in. First of all, it's a homicide scene that they're going to do an investigation of. There's going to be a shooting review, but that is not the first priority. If you try to ram a cop, or even if you try to flee and it looks like you're trying to ram a cop and someone has to shoot you, think about every officer-involved shooting you've ever seen. Priority one is not start CPR or put a tourniquet on the guy. It's almost always put handcuffs on and disable. So I've done CPR on people who are on handcuffs. It happens all the time. This is something that if you get on the wrong side of the law, you're now like the third or fourth priority. We're going to look after the people that were involved in the shooting to make sure that they didn't get injured. We're going to make sure that the bystanders are good. Your priority of works are basically your team, the general public, maybe flip depending on what's going on. And then you're also going to look at like the last priority is what happens to the person that we had to shoot. If that person is bled out, and by the way, she was probably already gone from what we can see. I mean, looking at her on the steering wheel, I don't know that she had a chance. You don't get to just run up and say, I'm a doctor. Like, how the hell do I know you're a doctor? And anybody who's ever been on one of these scenes as a medic, as someone who used to ride in an ambulance, one of the worst things that can happen is someone running up and going like, I'm a community nurse, or like, I'm a pediatrician. It's like, I don't give a shit. Get out of here. Like, you don't deal with emergency medicine every day.
And that's what they said. They said, I
don't do more.
Because the guy had literally reportedly been screaming at him for 30 minutes. But just imagine they have all these apps and all these Soros on radio stations sending people, and the governor saying, attack, attack, you'll be dead soon.
I think this is a great opportunity that Jacob Fry, the mayor of Somalia, Minnesota, is looking to run for governor. I mean, we just saw Tim Walz kind of walk away from that. So he's obviously looking to step into a bigger political role. He took his opportunity to do a leftist win, and he went out and said, you know, get the F out of our city. And, you know, sounds real tough talking. This is the same guy that was like babbling on in like broken Somali the other day. So I'm fine with kind of looking at the rhetoric for what it is. I'd also like the right to actually cool it down because, again, domestic terrorism, that's not the win here. Calling it something that it's not. Let's just de-escalate mentally for people to understand some guy who had a really rotten experience 6 months ago and got dragged around by, almost got into the same thing, maybe saw his buddy about to face the same thing, and he engaged what looks like a probably justifiable use of force. It's going to depend on how he articulates it, what he says, what he saw, when he saw it, why he acted. Everybody's made a lot of about the three different shots.
The left going out to LARP needs to know these are constitutional duties, court ordered. These people are under attack. I'm not going to go confront a bunch of people, you know, trained killers when they're doing a legal job just to scream at them and then be upset if I'm ramming with a car and end up dead. Like, to the LARPers, lets them know this isn't a game.
It's not a game. Did you see the way that guy drew his pistol? For whatever it's worth, if you show the slow motion footage of the way that officer or that agent reacted to the vehicle coming at him, he had about a sub 1 second draw, and I think he delivered in the first one in somewhere between like, you know, 1.1, 1.2 out of the holster. This guy is not a guy that doesn't know how to draw his gun. He had some adrenaline helping him out, but let's be really serious. That guy was not about to hit the target.
He literally, so fast, it was like a cobra strike. He was like,
he had 3 rounds in under a second delivered from the first impact. I went out there and kind of put that on a shot timer as well. This was a guy who wasn't going to get dragged behind a vehicle again. I can't blame him. And I don't think he wanted his partner to see that either. It's not awesome to do that. So, you know, end of the day, it's sad, but trying to turn it into a political hate market.
And you got leftist women, wine ants, playing warrior, doing stuff, and they're getting killed. We're sad for them, but fuck around, find out. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, our circus is dead. Can't be cold, my heart.
All right, there's a live press conference with the press secretary Leavitt and the vice president talking about the shooting yesterday. Let's play a few minutes of this and see what they're talking about. And then we're going to drill into Dan Bongino. Now, folks, I don't infight. Dan Bongino is not important enough to talk about unless we ask the question, why did he 180 on Epstein and crooks and everything else and be an established mouthpiece, then leave and now announce, I'm going to police all the bad MAGA people? And then now you see who's boosting him, the bots. It's all the pro-Israel people. This is bizarre. We're going to talk about this because it's a window into the shakeup at the DOJ. Is Trump going to reform this or let this continue? But after all Bongino's flip-flopping, my advice would just come back. Do we used to cover corruption? The old Bongino a year ago, I agree with. The new one's terrible. No, it seems like he's going to double down. So Kyle Serafin got the inside baseball on that. We'll talk to him in a moment. But first, here's the press conference.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let me be clear. President Trump and his entire administration stand fully behind the heroic men and women of ICE and will always uphold law and order in the United States of America. The deadly incident that took place in Minnesota yesterday occurred as a result of a larger, sinister, left-wing movement that has spread across our country, where our brave men and women of federal law enforcement are under organized attack. Right now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers are facing a 1,200% increase in assaults, a 3,200% increase in vehicle rammings, and an 8,000% increase in death threats. ICE agents are faithfully enforcing federal law to protect the safety of the American people by removing criminal illegal aliens from our country, which is exactly what nearly 80 million Americans elected President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance to do. Radicals in the Democrat Party are furious over this. They don't want our border secured or criminal illegal aliens being removed. As a result, Democrats are impeding immigration enforcement operations daily, creating extremely heightened and dangerous circumstances that make it nearly impossible for the men and women of law enforcement to simply do their jobs. Democrats are calling to defund federal law enforcement agencies who are protecting public safety. And Democrats are calling to abolish ICE and defund the police. That will never be allowed to happen under this president and vice president. The Trump administration will redouble our efforts to get the worst of the worst, criminal, illegal alien, killers, rapists, and pedophiles off of American streets. The Department of Homeland Security will continue to operate on the ground in Minnesota, not only to remove criminal illegal aliens, but also to continue conducting door-to-door investigations of the rampant fraud that has taken place in the state under the failed and corrupt leadership of Democrat Governor Tim Walz. Taxpayers have been ripped off to the tune of billions of dollars in this one state alone. And that is going to end, and people are going to be held accountable. The Trump administration has activated thousands of federal agents, doubled the number of U.S. attorneys in the DOJ office in Minneapolis, and surged resources to hold fraudsters accountable and demand justice for law-abiding American taxpayers and citizens across our country. And that's what brings the vice president out here with me today to discuss all the Trump administration is doing and to make an additional important announcement on this front. So please, Mr. Vice President, will be joining us now.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Great. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And I want to echo some of what Carolyn said about what we're doing to combat the rampant fraud that exists in our immigration system, thanks to failed politicians and thanks to people who allowed the American taxpayer to be taken advantage of for far too long. I think it's important to understand why this matters to the American people. I am a father of three young kids, a lot of kids, a lot of people in my generation. What is that going on there? Is that normal? Okay. CNN installed this broken camera just to throw me off my game, but it's not going to work. So here's the simple fact here. If you're a young parent struggling to afford childcare in the United States of America, there are programs that we have to make it easier for your kids to get in daycare, for your kids to get in preschool. Those programs should go to American citizens, not be defrauded by Somali immigrants and others. Make it hard for you to get the access to the resources you need. But number two, making it easier for people who shouldn't even be in this country to fleece the United States and our taxpayers to begin with. We have actually activated a major interagency task force to make it possible to get to the heart of this fraud. We have Department of Agriculture resources that are focused on SNAP fraud so that people who need food benefits can get them, but illegal aliens and other fraudsters don't. We have over 1,500 subpoenas that the Department of Justice has issued to get to the heart of the fraud ring. We've done almost 100 indictments, mostly Somali immigrants, but also a few others. And, of course, we're looking in with broad investigatory authority to a number of the instances of wrongdoing that we've seen in Minneapolis. But we also want to expand this. We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in states like Ohio. It's happening in states like California. And so what we're doing in order to help coordinate this remarkable interagency effort from the Trump administration, but also to make sure that we prosecute the bad guys and do it as swiftly and efficiently as possible, is we are creating a new assistant attorney general position who will have nationwide jurisdiction over the issue of fraud. Now, of course, that person's efforts will start and focus primarily in Minnesota, but it is going to be a nationwide effort because, unfortunately, the American people have been defrauded in a very nationwide way. I want to thank a couple of people for their cooperation, in particular Pam Bondi, our Attorney General. First of all, for getting a lot of resources to Minneapolis to start to investigate and prosecute this fraud, really at an industrial scale. We've never seen fraud like this in the history of our country. Pam has been doing a great job to get the resources there to uncover it. But importantly, creating a job like this often takes months, sometimes even longer. When we realized that we needed this Associate Attorney General position, Pam got this person up and running in about a week. We're going to make the nomination hopefully in the next few days. We'll obviously let you guys know who that is when we do it. I've talked to Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who has promised me swift confirmation for this official. But this is
all right, let's stop right there. Sorry to cut into your time, Kyle. I appreciate you. We got a lot to cover here. KyleSerafin.com, KyleSerafin on X. So Kyle, you know, obviously we haven't seen a lot of prosecutions so far. We'll see if we see them here. I'm not going to hold my breath. Any other comments about Minnesota, the fraud investigations of Somalis? I'm going to move into Bongino and obviously his bizarre mission. We know when he was there, he was the attack dog of Patel. Anybody questioning Crooks and the Trump assassination? Anybody questioning any help for Tyler Robinson? A bunch of people even call up and yell at them. And it seems like he's going to continue in that role. And he just seems to be really self-appointed and bizarre, but you're getting past him, going into what that signifies and all the incredible evidence that you first basically began to predict and lay out of the pipe bomber suspect being a patsy. Kyle Serafin, you got the floor. Let's go through it.
I hate that press conference. Sorry. I just really hate it. I hate everything that I just heard. And the reason is because you're talking about symptoms. It always infuriates me that Republicans answer when they're campaigning is that we want to cut government and we're the party of small government and we're conservative and we're just like you. And that's why you got to vote for us. And if we lose the midterms or if we lose the next election or if we lose the midterms or if we lose the election, all this is crap because every time they get an opportunity and they're like, here's a problem. Rather than say, you know what, the federal government actually has no effing business being involved in childcare. There is no federal mandate, charter, or any other reason that we should be paying for childcare out of the federal budget of all things. What they did is they just told you that they are creating more government. And people are going to not like that sometimes because you want to be on team this or team that. J.D. Vance, generally speaking, seems really bright. But they all operate in the system where they seem like there's no other option except we just have to always answer the problems of government with more government. It's why I'm not a Republican. It makes me want to puke. And every single time that we sit there and listen to it, you're like, yeah, it is a constitutional.
Why are the feds involved in any of this?
Why are you involved? Go to the symptom. I mean, go to the cause of the problem. Go to the disease. The disease is too much government. It's never like, you know, why is there fraud? The reason there's fraud is because you have a program that people can defraud. And so anyway, it just makes me sad whenever I see this because I want to like these guys. In so much as I want to have a party represent my position, and it doesn't. It never does. And so Republicans are just Democrats that are going the speed limit. Democrats are just wheels off. You know, every problem in society can be fixed by government if you're a Democrat, and every government problem can be fixed by more government if you're a Republican. What the hell does that leave the people like me to do? Because it's infuriating. And that makes me a quote unquote black pillar. I think that's a good segue, at least to where we're going to talk about what Bongino is. I listened to your analysis the other day where you said he's essentially put himself in the position of MAGA police. I think it's an appeal to authority, which is a logical fallacy, but he's basically said, I used to do law enforcement previously and I just left the FBI. And so now I'm the self-appointed MAGA police. I'll tell you what you can or can't say. And he even said it real clearly. If you guys have the clip that's been flying around social media, he said, because I'm going to try to work within winning the midterms. And I'm at the point where I don't believe that government is the answer to government. Unless you're cutting it, why are you trying to get me excited about it? And I'm not. I don't like government. I don't want it to be there. I like constitutional government, which means small government. I like what the Federalists said, and the Anti-Federalists had the disagreement. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. I'm big on the Bill of Rights, which is the leash on government. It just makes me want to puke that these people never once addressed the thing that they actually got elected to do. And then you see all these pro-Zionist accounts, and I'm not like a big Israel does everything bad in the world kind of guy. That doesn't fit the worldview that I have. I kind of don't care one way or another about what Israel does. But I'll tell you what,
see the pattern.
When there's a pattern of a bunch of Jewish people and Jewish, like, you know, pro-Jewish Zionist, you know, sycophants going out there and propping up Dan Bongino, who told you that when he wakes up in the morning, you know, the thing that's dear to his heart is freaking defense of Israel. It makes me go like, okay, fine. You guys all got the talking point memo. What the hell are we doing here? Who the hell does this guy think he is? How does he not read that the people that really do want America fixed and really were hoping that Trump was the U-turn that we were looking for? This ain't it. That's not it. It's not going to be there going out there. If you want to go out and start your comeback tour by picking a fight with Matt Gaetz, I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? I'm sure he'll come after you and me at some point in time. You know, what are we trying to say? We're saying the government should do what the government does well when it's within its authorities, and we should have less of it as a general rule, and it shouldn't do more stuff. That's what Democrats do. Dan Bongino is going to come police us for our thoughts. Like, no, thank you. And then he hung his hat on the pipe bomber thing. I watched that whole painful sort of like relaunch interview last night, which was just, you know, it was just, it was a live stream hijack. He was pretending that he didn't own the channel that it was on, that he didn't own the set that it was being filmed on, and that he didn't pay out of his pocket the lady that was quote unquote interviewing him. That's not an interview. You know, that's a puff piece. And he popped up there and he basically said he's going to come after black pillars. They did great work at the FBI. They got rid of all of the dangerous management that was problematic. They killed it on the pipe bomber investigation, and all of it is bullshit.
Like, well, let's get to the pipe bomber in a moment. But if I wanted to destroy myself, I would do what he does. He is totally delusional that he already discredited himself and now he's coming back doing this. I can't wait till the attacks begin. I mean, because I'm not a vindictive person, but this is going to be hilarious because he's been warned. It's very sad to watch.
It's just really predictably dumb. Yeah. If he was a smart guy, what he would have come back and done, it's real simple. He would have said, I know a lot of you are disappointed with the results, and I'm a little disappointed with what I can do. I can't even talk about all some of that because I got NDAs and I'm just, you know, I'm in a rough spot. And so I understand that people have frustration. So here's a thread. Go ahead and do your worst. Drop all your meanest memes. And I know I kind of deserve it. And it's you know, he should be humble and take his medicine.
Memes and make a joke and he'd be loved again. But instead, literally is on a mad dog power trip.
Yeah, now he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. The Godfather's back. Like, you know, the original Bongino, you know, shit talker is here. It's like, dude, fuck you. Like, I don't know. I don't know any other way to say it than if you came in, took your licks, failed at releasing the Epstein files, didn't find the person that dropped the cocaine in the White House, couldn't find out who leaked the Dobbs decision, put up a patsy when it came to the pipe bomber, going to hang your hat on that. And then your job is going to come back and be MAGA police, and you're going to come after people that are blackpilling, which is just people like me that are independent conservatives. I call myself a bacon cheeseburger nationalist now. It's kind of my little thing. It's kind of like a Christian nationalist, except I don't care if you're a Christian or not, as long as you share my values. And so there's a ton of us that are out there. They're regular guys. They've got their kids at the park when I go there. They're, you know, getting their oil changed because they don't have room because they live in a smaller house where they can't put their vehicle up and change the oil in the front yard anymore. And there's too many government regulations. Just regular people who want to be left the freaking hell alone by their government. And Dan Bongino is going to come tell us what is and what is not right. And by the way, if we don't agree with him, the midterms are coming up, as though we give a shit. I'm more emotional about this than I should be, because Dan Bongino betrayed me in a very transactional way. And watching him go after Matt Gaetz the other day, he called out Matt Gaetz and said,
Matt Gaetz has been playing. Great whistleblower and a great guy. He just said, oh, great, he went Grok, after him. Great Grok. Bongino's like, I'm the original. I ran for office. He's like, okay, great. When did he run for office? Which we all know he did. And he attacks him and says, how dare you ask that?
What he did was so wild to me because it's a complete lack of self-awareness. Bongino took a stab at Matt Gaetz and said, there's allegations that you were involved in paying young underage girls for sex, which we've all heard the allegation. Here's the funny thing. Number one, you completely blew the Epstein file situation as even just a PR nightmare.
The key is Bongino defended him because it was all exaggerated, made up. Like one 17-year-old he didn't know decades ago.
But let me add to that, Alex.
Him and now turned around on him. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, just pull all that back away from that. Who cares about all that stuff? That's history. Dan Bongino just left the deputy director chair of the FBI, where he could have commissioned an investigation into Matt Gaetz for the allegations that a congressman was involved in underage sex for money. That seems like a thing that that's a public corruption case. That's real easy. That's within the FBI's jurisdiction. Did he do that? Or did he just come out here and talk shit because he failed and he's just looking for a punch point? So it's kind of like when you see someone who's doing the self-own. It's like, well, who would have the jurisdiction to solve that problem? Oh, you? And you didn't. So tell me that
so
you didn't do anything
Bongino
when you have the FBI.
Up the Matt Gaetz pedophile story, which isn't true.
That's what it should be. That's exactly what it would be. That's the real thing. It's like it's easily turned around right back on you. If you're going to make that allegation, you were in the place
but
to know that
thing. What is the business model when you're already seen as an establishment person to not go after real black pillars like Candace Owens with imaginary Wachuca stuff or Son of the Zodiac stuff, but instead you're going to go after people that are obviously under a target, and it's just the dumbest thing ever.
I'll tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like people that haven't recognized that the scene, that the ground level truth has actually changed, and the way that people feel has changed. If you think you can bully people into agreeing with you because that's what has to happen, and over threat of we're going to lose the midterms, I think regular people have stopped caring about that as much. It's like, well, listen, if you're not going to, what's the big difference between Republicans and Democrats? Yeah, we've got some border solutions, but inflation is still high. Things still cost money. So going out and touting successes and being a cheerleader for the regime instead of saying, I want to see more reform. Dude, the guy quit in 9 months. There are people that are in your audience right now that deployed for quite a bit longer than that. And he cried about it the whole time.
Well,
so I don't know.
Clear,
I just feel
though.
Like
let's
a complete
clear.
Lack of.
I want Trump to succeed. That would be indictments. Bongino didn't deliver that. The people want action. That's the problem, Bongino. Not being bitched at because we want action.
Okay, so Viva Frey made a really funny point the other day. Actually, it was earlier today. He said, Bongino simultaneously said, you're a black pillar if you call out what he did with no indictments, okay? And he said, look, we got a real problem here because it takes time to build the indictment. It takes time to be able to get the case together and so on. All right, fine. Then he simultaneously, in the exact same, you know, few minutes, mentioned that Jim Comey is not going to be re-prosecuted because they have this massive legal hurdle, and the legal hurdle is the statute of limitations. So is it the statute of limitations and we have to move quickly and time is of the essence, or is it we got to take our time and do these things right? There's got to be a balance. By the way, we just passed the statute of limitations for anything that went on January 6th, unless you prove a conspiracy, and nobody seems like they're doing that. So this is a failure. And again, you can't go out and say, I failed, but now I'm going to come back and claim authority because I've seen what failure looks like.
Well, he's going to change his subject, attacking everybody, and it's going to be spectacularly destructive. Moving on from him, 100%. It's just the gods make those mad who they would destroy, or gods make those mad who they're about to destroy. He's not that important. This is very sad. Moving on from him.
Yeah, or more importantly, let's just simply, and this is a broad thing for all the Trump administration, be humble or be humbled. That's a very old adage. And if you can't recognize that you did some things well and you did some, at least J.D. Vance has that going for him, because he does appear to approach things in a very humble and unemotional way. So anyway, as my buddy from New York likes to say, he's kind of my version of the Bongino. He sounds a lot like Bongino. He says, whoever angers you owns you. Right now, everybody owns Dan Bongino. Everybody all those over social media owns him.
Yeah,
and they're
and
blocking
I don't take
left and right.
Just, we have to talk about it because it's bizarre. But what about the pipe bomber, the new developments, general stuff, shake up at DOJ? If Trump doesn't fix that, we're screwed. What's your information on that?
Okay, so the big thing is that Jocelyn Ballantyne, who we were told was not involved, is still signing all the orders on behalf of DOJ. She's still the United States, the assistant United States attorney. So she's the delegate of Jeanine Pirro. And she was the one who went after Enrique Tarrio and General
so
Flynn.
Let's be clear,
and
back to Bongino, I said get away from him. He's saying they cleaned it up, it's all better. You got a bunch of examples. That's not true.
Yeah, it's all day long. Look, the number four at the FBI right now, the woman who describes herself as the operations officer for the FBI, she was promoted under Jim Comey. She was promoted again under Chris Wray. Her name is Shannon Perry. I brought it up here before. This is one of their worst decisions. She's not an FBI agent. She's a DEI hire. She's a leftist. She went after whistleblowers while Chris Wray was there, including me. She ran the insider threat program and weaponized it against those of us that were calling out the malfeasance previously. And that woman was hired like just after 9/11 as a German linguist. She has nothing to do with law enforcement. She's not a law enforcement person. And so you're going to tell me that you rooted out the corruption and the people that were the problem when you literally have Chris Wray's handpicked special assistant staying there and working against the interests of what we thought you were
and
getting.
That
so
the
message
of Trump, you got Todd Blanche, the Democrat lawyer from Southern District. You like him. It falls to Trump. Trump has a blind spot here, and he's completely wrong. You got this lady, mm-hmm. Chris Ray's minion. I mean, this really falls to Trump. I'm not throwing the baby out of the bathwater. I want him to succeed, but good God, Trump.
This is low-hanging fruit. And again, so Jocelyn Valentine was pointed out on social media by a lot of people. You heard people respond and say, okay, well, we've removed her. So she's now got like kind of a mouthpiece that's out there speaking in front of the public, but she's still signing the orders, or there's someone signing on her behalf. So, you know, DOJ is not cleaned up, at least not at the ground level where the prosecutions happen. And then you've got this sort of interesting dynamic that has happened in the pipe bomb case, which is that I don't think these guys ever expected it to go to trial. I don't expect that they thought that Brian Cole Jr. was going to mount a serious defense. They got a confession out of him. I don't know what they threatened him with in the thing, but there's video of it. So there's a 4-hour video, 2 hours of it. He actually says, I didn't have anything to do with any of the things you say. And then they threaten him with another felony charge, lying to the FBI. He admits to saying, okay, yes, I did it. Then they leave the room. He's autistic, so he has probably a weird sense of time. And that may be the reason why he's buying, you know, like these kitchen timers. I've been told by people that deal with autism all the time that sometimes autistic people want to externalize time. So anyway, he bought he says, I did it. They leave him for 20 minutes all by himself. Then he comes in and gives them a 90-minute confession of whatever it is they want to hear. And one of the greatest things is they don't have to explain things like, hey, man, where's the black powder that you use to make explosives? And he was like, oh, I threw it away. It's in the dump. Meanwhile, 3 weeks later, he's buying more bomb making equipment per them. That's pretty wild. Okay, the second thing is they go, where are those expensive-ass Nike shoes that you were walking around on the day? And he's like, oh, they got ratty. I threw them away. I feel like my next call, which, by the way, this is one of my long-term projects, I'm going to reach out to Nike to see if they'll comment on their very expensive shoes falling apart and needing to be thrown away when they're just being walked around in a neighborhood by a guy that doesn't do sports. Because I've got shoes that are over 10 years old that cost some money.
Sure, those
shoes
are like $300. Is his car, clearly his, and you have the GPS. Where he's a mile plus away from where the other person is. It's ridiculous.
And the FBI didn't seize it. They left it in front of his house. You can drive out to the cul-de-sac right now. It's still sitting out in front of the house because the FBI didn't seize it. I've never heard of that. I don't know why that was. And then let's get to the more broad thing. I don't think anybody counted on them hiring a couple of pit bulls out of Tennessee who are former United States attorneys or former AUSAs, assistant United States attorneys. And they're apparently very good. So Alex Little and Josh Lawson are the two attorneys that have joined on. They're a very small boutique firm. I know agents who worked with those guys from their federal time that have retired since then and said, these guys are great. And they are mounting an aggressive, serious, well thought out and challenging defense to the federal government. And the federal government is basically only getting away with what they're doing simply because they've got a favorable seat in Washington, D.C., where it's going to go tie to the government. But there's
Hold
some
on,
real
five
serious
more minutes
problems
with this. I want to finish this. We want to break it 1 minute. But people
Look
miss
at this.
You.
I mean, just what you're seeing on the screen is enough
to
exculpatory evidence.
You said this from the GPS months ago. You said he's a DoorDash. His car's way over here. How is he that person? Now we have the footage of him, his car, and it's incredible. We're going to come right back to you in 2 minutes. Don't forget, folks, we're listener supported. Can't do this without you. We have a huge sale that ends tonight. Buy any supplement. Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Bovine Colostrum, all of it, our Spike Protein Detox, Ultimate Life Force, and get a free bottle of Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Immune Booster. Those are both amazing products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's how we fund this operation. But these are really great products. You're missing out if you don't get it. That free gift ends tonight. You've also got 6 more days left. Any purchase puts you in 50 times in the sweepstakes for the super off-road vehicle, the Ford Raptor, that's all super deluxe. It's all there at our great sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the new Border Patrol ICE t-shirt, limited edition, support local ICE raids.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment before Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes, and more join us. On the aftermath of the J6, the left-round trigger of civil war, Trump effectively getting out of the UN. I haven't even covered that yet. Pulled us out of all 66 agencies. Carl Serafin in closing, top FBI whistleblower. You've really been spot on here. I don't want to fight with Bongino. I don't want to sit here and just be black-pilled. You got black-pilled that say everything's doomed. You got white-pilled that thinks everything's fine. I'm reality-pilled. But just looking at this, we're less than a year after the midterms. I know Trump's upset, too. If he doesn't get real action at the DOJ, we've got big problems. I've seen some action from actually DHS. Why couldn't he just go in an executive order and roll everything into DHS and fire the leadership of the FBI? Could that be done?
It could have been, but that's not what needed to be done. What they should have done, we gave them a plan, and here's the silly thing. We actually told Cash and Dan how to get this done, we being me and the other FBI whistleblowers in conjunction with some retired agents.
Yeah, let's not forget they brought you in as consultants during the campaign.
We were telling them for a while how to get it done, and it's actually really simple. It's not even that complicated. I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but like all you need to do is find all the people that were in management that were at that were above the GS-15 level and assign them to be in charge of the broom closet somewhere in Guam or send them to be in charge of federal crimes at their house and move into Puerto Rico. Like get rid of those people, but let them retire on their own. Give them a promotion to somewhere that they can no longer affect the politics in the Hoover building.
And some of them will say, oh, you're being nice to them. Another way federal law works, you can't get rid of them. It's a huge fight.
That's right. They're going to lose and we're going to end up paying them that money anyway. So you should just send them somewhere to go out and ride out their days and get the hell out of your way. By the way, that's what Hoover used to do. And Hoover actually knew how the FBI worked because he created it. The second thing that they should have done, which was really straightforward, is they should have sent out a survey, required all the special agents in charge of the divisions to give them a list of the top three agents by statistical accomplishments in the criminal division, and then also the top three from CT, the counterterrorism and counterintelligence. Take all your 9 best agents from every single one of those field offices, put them in a pile. Those are going to be the people you ask, and then query them for their top 4 or 5 managers at the GS-14 level, which is the squad level, the people that actually are running the investigations. And so say, hey, I want the best managers who have the best reviews from their own employees who are actually getting the best casework done. And then you're going to get 3 or 4 of those from every single office. And now you have 600 plus people that you can go and fill the ranks of all your management. And then just tell them, look, I know you don't want to do this, but we need you to be here. And by the way, we're going to let some of you work from the offices you're physically in so you don't have to uproot your wives and your husbands and your kids. Just bring, like, turn the hourglass upside down. There was a way to get this done. They could have done it in 3-4 months. Instead, they still have Shannon Perry working there, and these guys never understood what was going on. So all of that is really disappointing. It's frustrating to me because...
Well, by the way, everybody you've exposed is pretty much gone other than Patel.
They've all been fired showed them. Yeah, I had to show them who, Alex, before they fired these guys. Dan Bongino stole a year from us of functionality at the FBI. And that's why when you say the midterms are 1 year away or they're in November, so 11 and a half months away, Dan Bongino stole that from us by sitting in that office and not knowing how to do the job he did. So I don't want that job. It's an awful job. He apparently didn't want it either. The problem is we needed somebody that knew how to do it to go there. I made some recommendations of who would have been good. They didn't want that freaking job. In fact, the deal that we worked on, and we asked the Trump administration, if you take our recommendation and put this guy in the job, he's an attorney, Will you please give him a federal judgeship? Because he will never be able to work again. He will burn all the bridges and leave all the blood on the floor that needs to be left there. But he's never going to be able to work again. And, you know, help the guy out and put him in a federal judgeship somewhere because he's going to be the right guy. That's all we asked. And if they had done it, they'd be in great shape. And it's, and you know, hindsight's 20/20, but guess what? They didn't do anything that was functional because I know the number four person, the operations director for the FBI, is still a DEI hire that was, you know, promoted by Ray and Comey. So don't tell me they solved the problem. And you stole a whole year against our time clock. So now we're on a compressed timeline. I still want them to win. So I hope they get rid of some of these people. I hope they get rid of a bunch of them, including Patel, put in a director that doesn't suck, put Andrew Bailey and give him the shot that he needs. Promote people that do not suck, that want to make the FBI functional and not unconstitutional and doesn't go after whistleblowers. Like, you know, you got very little short time to make it happen. So do it. Be serious.
Well, Shannon Perry looks like she's 12 years old, too.
She's got some face work done. she definitely has a mold. They all look the same. I actually, for a second, I thought that was Jennifer Moore, the woman who fired me. They all kind of have the same look at the end of the day.
Oh, your drawing's too good, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God. Oh, all right, Kyle Sherman.
That's Botox for you.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
All right, buddy. We'll see you again.
Be safe. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's one of our top champion political prisoners out free in the world, despite the tyrant's great wishes, Enrique Tarrio. And I wanted to get him on a few days ago, but we dropped the ball on January 6th to look at the aftermath of it. But I also want to get him on about the left trying to trigger a civil war, what just happened in Minnesota. They have the footage of the ICE getting rammed, but they cover that up. And what he expects from the left and what he thinks we should be doing right now. Also his view, because he's a Cuban-American, on Venezuela and where all that's going. Enrique Tarrio, great to have you, my friend.
Always good to be with you, Alex. I mean, what's going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota is the same thing that we saw with the George Floyd riots. And, I think I called it the first time when we saw the George Floyd debacle start happening. I said, this is going to get really bad, really fast. And it did. And it lasted a long time. It lasted a whole summer. I'd say it's lasted way after summer. And I think if law enforcement doesn't do the right amount of, gives the right amount of force, I think that we're going to see George Floyd 2.0 on steroids.
I agree with you. And watching Jimmy Kimmel saying Trump's coming to kill you and them lying and not showing the footage, the Washington Post, you know, putting out images saying, oh, the vehicle never hit him. I mean, these people are out of control. We know from the Podesta plan what they want. What do you expect them to do next and how do we stop it?
I think I haven't been keeping up with it today. Obviously, I'm in DC right now. Just finished doing the January 6th march for Ashley Babbitt. So I can't tell you exactly what the law enforcement response is. But if they don't come in with a heavy hand now, you're going to see this spread way past just Minnesota. We're going to see this go to other cities like Atlanta, New York, DC here proper. We've seen Portland pop off a couple times. over the course of the past couple months, actually since the beginning of the year. But it's going to get really bad, Alex. And I think that they should come in with a heavy hand and set the example that they need to set with these violent rioters. They can use Donald Trump right now with his executive order to label Antifa a domestic terrorist group. I think that statute needs to be used. Am I afraid that the next incoming administration, if they steal the election, will they use it? Yes, they will, but we can't be afraid of that because they're going to use it anyways. So I think a heavy-handed approach is necessary here.
Well, I'm the same place with 250 years. No republic or empire survived longer than that. That's like the expiration date. Like nobody's lived past maybe 110 for humans. And we got to get rid of the filibuster. They've all said they're going to, we've got to go whole hog here. I mean, we know the left are pure demons. It's like, we're in the zone. This is the time of the fourth turning. This is when you break the glass. This is when you get the fire axe.
And I appreciate Kyle Serafin's comments before, because this all falls on one person and one person alone. It's Pam Bondi. You know, the Department of Justice needs to go out there. Cash Patel and the FBI need to be out there, and look, when it comes to January 6th rioters, they use this arcane law of the 1512 and the seditious conspiracy, and they used it not for their intent. I believe fighting fire with fire and using those laws that are on the books, obstructing the 18 USC 1512, which is obstruction of an official proceeding. That's an obstruction charge. I think the woman that got shot, unfortunately, but by her own fault, you know, what she was committing is an act of obstruction, and I think attempted murder in that case. The video clearly shows it. So I appreciate Kyle saying everything he did. I've been following Kyle for a while, and he's always on point. People don't like Kyle, but people don't like people, truth tellers. That's why people like all of us are so hated by the left.
Well, that's right. I mean, you see the guy bounce off the front of the truck and then shoot her. And then Jimmy Kimmel and everybody don't even show the footage, but the Washington Post just shows the clips from the back before it happens. That is premeditated lying, which we know they do, but God, they're arrogant.
Alex, they don't care about the video. They'll show the video and still say that, the cop deserved to die, that this woman, should have been allowed to do this. They don't care about the truth anymore. It's out in the open. We're seeing it in the halls of Congress. You know, we're seeing it in that same Capitol building. So it's time for action. You're 100% right about the filibuster. We've had a Congress that has done absolutely nothing. We're gonna lose the House. You're gonna see, by February 28th, of next year, you're gonna see a three-time impeached, President Trump. It's not going to pass in the Senate, but you will see them because that is their goal. Their goal is to get President Trump, and get him at all costs. So, you know, I wish things were different. I might be going to Minnesota here soon if things start popping off. I'm currently in DC and I have no problem flying over. Just yesterday, Nick Sorter was asking for security. And he's a live streamer. All he does is hold the camera up.
Oh, yeah. Now we have videos of major activists on the street saying, we're going to kill Kyle Serafin, not Kyle Serafin, Nick Sordor and Nick Shirley.
Yeah, of course. And that tells you what it is, because all they do is sit there, show what's going on, and give their commentary on it with no bias. You know, Nick Shirley and Nick Sorter have no bias in this. They're not ultra right wingers or anything like that. I'm an ultra right winger, but they're just showing the truth, and that is a scary thing. As you've seen with the issues that you've had, the legal issues that you've had, the legal issues that I had, when you're effective, they want to take you down and they will take you down at all costs. And I will be on the ground in Minnesota if things get hot.
Well, Kyle Serafin was bringing up your prosecutor, mention her, who's still protected. You got Shannon Perry high level being protected. I mean, you know, and literally have people that talk to Trump. He doesn't know any of this, which I don't blame you. He's got 4 million employees, but we've got to beat the drum and get these people removed. How do we reform 2 minutes to midnight or in sudden death overtime, the Justice Department?
I mean, I think we're past the sudden death overtime, Alex. Look, some of these January 6th protesters, you know, were arrested in January of 2021. And they were, some of them were able to push their case past the inauguration of Donald J. Trump in 2025, January 20, 2025. What do you think happens when we start taking down these deep state actors, right? Like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, right? They're going to have the best legal team in the world. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to push all the way past January 20th of 2029 with the next administration. All right, will it be J.D. Vance? Will
the Democrats come and steal? They've already run the clock. They're already feeling more confident. They should have been crushed immediately.
Here's a perfect example. Just 2 days ago, the statute of limitations have run out on any prosecutions that have to do with January 6th. They've run out. And then we see, look, I love Harmeet, but her message was, well, conspiracy charges can still continue past that. Well, that's not the point of prosecutions. You want to throw everything at them. I want to throw in those conspiracy charges. I want to throw in those charges that have the 5-year limit to charge them. I want to throw the book at them, right? Because that's the only way we're going to get them. And they can't be tried here in the District of Columbia because we know that that doesn't work, Alex. It's impossible for it to work. So I really hope we start seeing something, but I doubt it. Look, about Jocelyn Valentine, how hard is it? I get that justice takes time and getting indictments take time if you're doing them the right way. But how hard is it to walk into Jocelyn Valentine's office and knock on her door and be like, hey, pack your stuff. You're out of here. How hard is it to just fire these people? It shouldn't be that hard. Look, Special Agent Nicole Miller with the FBI, Special Agent Hanick, which is in charge of the pipe bomber case also, Jocelyn Valentine, Connor Mulrow, the main prosecutor in our case was Jason McCullough. He was demoted to the misdemeanor section of the Superior Court of D.C. Then he was fired, and then he was rehired. I just don't understand. Pam Bondi has to go, right? Dan Bongino, just a couple days ago, resigned, with his head down. Right now he says he's going to go after the black pillars. He should have gone after the criminals, right? He had more power.
Well, that's the thing. I hate even talking about him. He's like literally acting like a bully, like calling a bunch of reporters I know saying, you better watch out. Like, watch out, dude. You better watch out. You're discredited. Like, what are you doing starting fights with us, bitch? You know, the globalists are the enemy.
Yeah, no, it's 100% right. And look, I logged in to his first podcast, right? And I'm like, it's on Rumble, which is his main platform. And I'm like, let me look through these comments section to see if there's as many people that are, like, aren't seeing the way that I am. Alex, it took me a whole 5 minutes to find one positive comment on Dan Bongino. It shows me that Americans are watching and they're tired of it. He was given a job. He said he was going to go in there. He did absolutely nothing. Those prosecutions, those numbers that they pulled out that were already blown up, right? They're not realistic numbers. Those are things that he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be catching the pedophiles. He's supposed to be catching the drug dealers. He's supposed to be catching.
Sure, but when he comes out, if he had gone back to work, we'd have kind of looked over it. Instead, he comes out and says, now I'm going to fight you. And we're like, okay. I mean, that's dumb. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb because we've been around for so long. You can't touch us. We're untouchable because we're about the truth. InfoWars is about the truth, and we will not stop doing it. No podcaster that has done nothing in the 10 months. I don't even know how long. I think it was 10 months.
Yeah.
In the 10 months he was there, nobody's going to be able to take us down because we don't care about that. We don't care about making enemies. We just care about one thing and one thing only, and that is putting America first. And there's no better way to put America first than sit here and do what we've been doing for the past 10 years, Alex. You longer. You a lot longer.
Well, let me ask you this. I've got a lot to cover with you. Stuart Rhodes is coming in. My shot got a little bit longer when he's with us. He'll continue on to host the fourth hour. Moving on from that, I'm just obsessed with Bongino because it's so bizarre. We were even going to forgive him for flip-flopping, and hopefully he comes back and fights tyranny, and now he's like, I'm fighting all of you, get ready. And it's just like, okay, dude, whatever, moving on from him. I think it shows the delusional bubble that these people are in, but larger issue, Trump basically pulled out of the UN today, 66 global agencies pulled out of. He pulled out of the final carbon stuff. He's doing a great job there. I don't like Venezuela. Obviously, it takes down Cuba, and they've been in control of Mexico through Venezuela. I get Trump's move. I'm really worried about a quagmire. I know Europe, Cuban America got a lot of contacts. What is your view overall of Trump's? Because you know he's got military control, so at least there he's trying things. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but I want that same energy we see with Venezuela here domestically. I don't mean black helicopters giving people rides like Pinochet. I mean, you know, blitzkrieging in against the criminals, which we did see in Minnesota. So now they, you know, stage that. So, I mean, I've still got a lot of hope for Trump.
Yeah, I do. Look, and there's some disagreements with my fellow friends and colleagues when it comes to Venezuela. I'm not a dove. I've never been a dove. I've never been one of those, no new war people. I think force is necessary. And I think, and I say this, I think that there's no.
Well, that is
more...
the way the universe works. And America for 50 years has been doing force for the globalists. Nobody can deny this force is for America. You can argue whether he has the authority or whether it's going to work, but sure as hell, he's swinging for the fences for America.
I think so too. And look, there's nothing more American first than American supremacy on the Western Hemisphere. You know, I don't know why we're in the Sandlands or involved in Ukraine or anything, but I do believe that we should be responsible with what happens in the Western Hemisphere. I've been preaching about the Monroe Doctrine for years, so it made me very happy to hear the president talk about the Monroe Doctrine. We got to get the Chi-Coms. We got to get the Russians, all the Reds, we need to get them out of the Western Hemisphere. So I think, and look, he showed a strategy that I don't think has ever been used, right? He went in there and he took out like their leader, their false leader, you know, without bloodshed. Not a single, U.S., service member lost, no equipment lost. So I really applaud the president, in this. Is Cuba next? Maybe, you know, I'm Cuban American. I'd love to see my family that's still there. Most of my family is still in Cuba.
Can you imagine what Cuba would be like right now if Castro never got control?
Of course, you know, but one thing I will tell you that I don't want it at the cost of America first, right? I want it done the right way. I'm an America firster. I would love to see my family, but if it hinders or damages, any American interest by just 1%, I don't want to do it. But it is, if it is in America's interest, which I think it is, I'm for it. So I'll take a back seat here to the President of the United States when it comes to any of these countries in South America or the Caribbean.
Well, definitely Cuba is the brain runs Venezuela. Venezuela runs Mexico. If this is successful, it's going to bring that all down. I mean, Cuba, as you know, is just endless depression. Electricity is off for most people, no medicine. I mean, they are literally a captured state. I don't want to go in there militarily, but I mean, how long can the dictators hold on there?
I don't think that they can hold on much longer. We saw just today another oil tanker being seized by the United States. I think that we're going to strangle their oil supply. I think it's actually our oil supply. We built the whole thing. They technically just stole it from us. So I think that we need to take some of that back and let the Venezuelan people choose anew without the interference of the CIA, which we know what happens in the CIA during the Cold War and all the South America. You know, it worked out for Chile in 1973. I guess the CIA picked a good person at that time. Look what happened when Pinochet was out of office. You know, Chile was the most prosperous country in South America, and it isn't anymore. It's one of the poorest ones. So I think it's in America's best interest.
Well, people think communism's failed. I know you're an expert on it, literally living it, but I've studied it. They make you poor on purpose, folks. They admit that.
Yeah. I've always been taught by my grandfather, which was the first one that came here, that the goal of communism, specifically in Cuba, is to starve the people so they only have one thing to worry about, is food. You know, they don't have any energy to protest or anything like that, because your whole life is, and I've been to Cuba multiple times, your whole life, like your day to day, is just how to hustle in order to put food on the table for your family. It's your entire lifestyle, sitting in bread lines all day. Bread lines are a thing. This isn't just like a meme that Americans just say. They're a real thing that happens. There's a little notebook and you're only allotted this much. It's like going to the grocery store.
And they say everybody has free health care, but you don't get cataract surgery. You don't get a knee surgery. You get given a cane. Yep. Yeah, you have free health care, yep, but you don't get any. They don't even, yeah. I read, you can go to Cuba, those beautiful women, for like a $10 packet of dewormer, they'll have sex with you. The government won't even give them dewormer.
I won't tell you if that's true, Alex. I can't tell you if that's true or not. But I think it's pretty true. But I'll tell you, there was a time where it was true. It wasn't just dewormer. It's toothpaste. This was back in the early 90s, toothpaste, because that was the first time I went over there. And I thought they were kidding. When my family said that, I'm like, nah, you're bullshitting me. It's not real. Yes, it is. It is completely accurate to say that, because that's what they're going through. My family suffered so much. You know, my grandfather, every morning, you know, he uses WhatsApp and he talks to, you know, his brother, my uncle. And you know, it's horror stories every morning, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Talk about what from your family is given what they report.
They're constantly reporting. I know every morning, cause I see him every morning on his phone with the WhatsApp thing. And they're reporting some type of tragedy every morning. Oh my God. They ran out of, the other day they ran out of ham. And they didn't have ham for a whole month. And that was like the meat, the protein that was allotted to them for a whole month. So, you can't slaughter some animals in Cuba. You can't slaughter a cow. Just you go to prison, you know, if you slaughter a cow.
I was reading, if they catch you fishing, you go to jail.
Yes. Yes. If they catch you. Yes. If they catch you fishing, it's not like, oh, you got to make sure it's this size, you know, kind of like fish and wildlife. If they catch you fishing, period, you might go to jail in the wrong spot. You'll go to jail, and you'll go to jail for a very, very long time. They take that very seriously. Those crimes where you steal food, you know, there's a 5-year, mandatory minimum on most of those charges. So I think that, it's important for people to know. I think a lot of Americans, they preach this anti-communist message and I love it, but I truly think that they don't know. You won't know what that is until you go over there. My last trip was in 2017. I think I was on your show right after, I took that trip and we talked about it. That trip to Cuba was really depressing, man. And I'll tell you what, when I got off the plane here in Miami, I kissed the asphalt, you know.
Yeah, you told that story. I can find it. It's like a PBS documentary even. I saw like 6-7 years ago where it shows for basic medicines, yeah, people will, because there's just nothing there.
Yeah, there's nothing available to your everyday. Now you go as an American citizen with an American passport and you're able to purchase whatever you want. That's what's crazy. It's like they're putting foreigners in Cuba. They're putting foreigners first. And that's what the result is. That's what it's resulting in. If you're a tourist, you can get a steak, a nice juicy steak. You know, I don't know who killed it. It's probably the government that killed it, because you can't kill it. You can't slaughter anything. You can't slaughter cattle over there. You go to jail. So that's exactly what's coming here. That's exactly what we're seeing in Minnesota.
Well, look at Mondami officially saying we're going to take white people's houses. I mean, they're just setting the price. Yeah. I mean, he says we're going to seize the means of production.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody surprised that he did that? And how did we go from, you know, 9/11? And I understand there's an alternate story there, but how do we go from the official government story of saying, oh, these Muslim terrorists or whatever, to like electing one of them, you know? I don't vibe with, everybody that's like obsessed with Israel, 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 or the ones that say, oh, the Muzzies, the Muzzies, the Muzzies, the Muzzies. It's about, I don't care. I don't want a single foreigner in the United States that's not supposed to be here. And I think there's none that's supposed to be here. I think we should be deporting them. Right. And it might sound, I mean, we're in 2026. It's not, the sounds inhumane. It's logical. It's nonstop.
Well, we know the Democrats said they're here for the congressional apportionment to get more seats and to vote. So it's not like even all the foreigners are bad. It's that they've been brought here as a weapon. So, sorry. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, look what California, when people say, well, illegals don't vote and for a presidential election, they do, right? I believe it's 4 or 5 of those points that are allotted to California are for illegals. They're counting illegals.
Yeah, the Democrats have gotten 18 seats off illegal aliens in the last.
Yeah. And is it going to stop? And it's going to stop when Congress pulls out of the filibuster, right, removes the filibuster, past Donald Trump's agenda, right, past the America First agenda, because they're going to do it to us. They're going to do
we
it to us.
We have to strike now, and Trump's really trying to get done. Come back. I want to ask you, though, about Jan 6, 5 years later. Totally vindicated. Pelosi set it up on video 2 years before planning it, her own family admitting it. And then you've got this Patsy pipe bomber totally in his car, miles away, caught on camera while the other pipe bomber's there. And he's like autistic and just how crazy it is. And knowing in 3 years they get back in, they've told us they're coming after you and me and everybody. So we need Trump to succeed, folks. I'm not black pilled or white pilled. I am survival pilled. Enrique Tarrio will give you his sites, Noble One on X, NobleLead.substack.com. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show. All right, the great Stuart Rhodes, veteran, lawyer, former staffer with Ron Paul, been interviewing forever, founder of Oath Keepers, political prisoner, J6, founder of the Oath Keepers, and we got Enrique Tarrio. You guys are totally vindicated on the election fraud. It's all been proven, just like we said. It's all coming out. J6 being a Fed insurrection, the pipe bombing guy being a patsy. Everything the Feds are doing is the wheels are coming off. And then Bongino's mad that he was part of it, so he's mad at all of us because we're not delusional. And then we've got all this other craziness going on. I want to just recap with Enrique before he leaves us. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. Ivan Reichel's coming on with huge breaking news. We got a lot to cover before he comes on about what is it like 5 years after that setup happened, and for you both, Stuart, and then now what's come out so far?
Well, for me, it's frustrating. I'm sure Enrique agrees. We have not seen the justice we were promised, and we're, of course, grateful to be out of prison. It was a fantastic day when we got set free on inauguration night. But, you know, it's not about us. It's about our country. And we need justice. We need to have the deep state taken down. We need the swamp drained. This is what President Trump ran on.
Yeah, just because you guys, Trump ejected you out of the Death Star prison, the Death Star is still out there.
Exactly. Good analogy. So I feel very frustrated. I think it's time to stop giving excuses for President Trump. He's the one in the hot seat. He's the commander in chief. He's the president. So we got to push him to do his duty.
I said that the first hour and second hour. I said at this point, he's leaving all these deep state prosecutors in.
Right. So, yeah, Pam Bondi, like Enrique was saying, Pam Bondi is, of course, the direct problem, but so is Kash Patel, and so is everybody else that President Trump is letting stay in place, even though they are not only failing, they are actually obstructing justice, like framing another innocent man. That's a young, innocent man that they're framing for the pipe bomb.
And he's totally innocent. Kyle Serafin came on when it first happened and said, look at the GPS location. He's miles away, DoorDash. While the pipe bombers, and it turns out now his car is on video. It's him. He's innocent.
Yeah. He's driving while he's also planting bombs. It's impossible. So, yeah.
Oh, the other person's planting bombs.
Right.
So why would they, right when we force it out, right when it turns out we know who did it, they magically suddenly bring forward a patsy. And Bongino, not to single him out, he hung his hat on that.
Yeah. Well, he's part of the problem. So, you know, F Bongino.
Let's just say it. He's not dumb. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's gone over to the other side. And so is Judge Jeanine, and so is Kash Patel, and so is Bondi.
Enrique,
how quick did that happen, you know?
Yeah.
We were all rooting for them. I'm like, oh, my God, it's crazy. They're going to get this damn
Well, you guys didn't. I know they offered you guys, because I talked to your lawyers. They're like, oh, it's all sealed. Don't talk about it. About the feds and all of it. And it was you guys could have rolled over against Trump and been released just like that. So you can look at Bongino and say, we didn't sell out facing prison. You did.
Yeah.
Bongino, you're a sellout, okay?
Yep.
Well, come on to bed.
Only that, I started remembering everything before from Bongino. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he had two failed projects that he promised the same way. When he took over Parler, he said he was going to go ahead and revamp Parler and make it a better place and on all of that failure, right? Now Parler has a new team. Fresh team without Dan Bongino, and I think they're starting a new product, and it's looking pretty promising. And then he started a credit card processor. When they were kicking all of us off credit card processors, he said, you know what, we're going to open up a credit card processing system. Send an email to this. Never got a reply. I sent a whole bunch of people, just even normies. I had a friend of mine that had a lawn service. I'm like, oh, try this new thing from Dan Bongino. He hasn't answered my email yet, but he might answer yours. Never answered it.
By the way, I don't want to go to jag against him. He's just patient zero for traitors. I forgot we've been debanked back then. I went to him, no response.
Sorry. Yes, exactly. So everything started to make sense. I'm like, all right, Dan Bongino, great, awesome, man. You know, and here we go. You know, 10 months later, I quit. I quit because it was so hard on my family. You know what was hard on my family? My hard on my family was me being in prison for 3 years and them having to sell everything and them having to travel to D.C. constantly to go to my trial. That's hard on my family.
And I heard
family,
that jail literally, you know? Cockroaches everywhere.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you have to go back to your million-dollar mansion and back to your podcast.
Right.
Like, to him, it's all about numbers. Oh, these podcast numbers. Well, you know what? InfoWars blows the doors off those numbers, and we don't have to sell out to anybody.
Amen.
Well, without going forever into him, he's just a case point example.
It's an example of not just failure, but I believe, frankly, treason. And this is the problem. If we have traitors around President Trump, we can't afford that anymore. It's got to stop. That's what we saw the first
time. And I asked you, because did you hear about Bongino take? You said no. And I said, what's the thing? He said, he knows he sold out. He's got a reboot. He wants to change the subject to attack us, thinking he'll trick people. That's exactly what I think.
Yeah, he thinks he can just pick up where he left off. He can't. He went in there. He raised his hand and swore an oath again to support and defend the Constitution. Not only did he fail to defend it, he helped violate it. He helped violate an innocent man's rights.
And I'm going from memory because I know Roger Stone, he told me before it came out, they came to me and they said, just say Trump was involved with WikiLeaks, we drop everything and we give you a big job. I've had him do that to me too, and, you know, off-record meetings and other things. But I'm going from memory, but didn't they obviously reach out to you guys to sell Trump out and you didn't do it?
Not directly, but they threatened us with life in prison, and then they sent a letter to me saying you have like 10 days to make a deal. And the only deal I could have made was turn on President Trump. But I told him to go pass.
So it's not like you guys are just sitting back with Mr. Tough Guy Bongino.
Now, Enrique was offered directly, right, Enrique?
Enrique, tell us.
He wasn't offered.
I was offered directly to throw the president under the bus through Roger Stone. They said that through Roger Stone, me and the president were communicating on these code words. You know, they have all the messages. Actually, all the messages are public for the most part because they all came out during trial. And you could read into it like, hey, what's a good pizza spot in Broward? What's a good pizza spot in D.C.? Because, you know, he loves Italian food. There was no communication with. I wish I had a direct line to the president.
Well, me too, man.
The president could tell me what he
wanted. By the way, Roger is obsessed with Sicilian food, and he's opening an Italian restaurant in Florida. But I've got text messages from him saying, where's the best Italian around here? That's hilarious. So yeah. They were trying to get you to say those were code words?
Those were code words, and I was communicating with the president a plan to stop the certification of the election, and that if I would go with their story and lie, that I could go home. They'd set a bail hearing for next week. I'd go home, and I wouldn't serve any more time in jail.
That's right.
Because they said, well, we know that you might have to testify against the president of the United States in federal court, and that's going to be tough for you, so we're not going to give you any time. You know what prosecutor that was? Jocelyn Ballantyne.
Yeah, the same one who's now persecuting another innocent man. The passy for the pipe bomb. That's right.
Yep.
So the fact that she has not been fired and the fact that she's now helping to persecute yet another innocent person to cover up for the Fed's direction tells you all you need to know about Pam Bondi. President Trump should fire Pam Bondi.
No, I agree. And I said 6 months ago, if in 6 months Trump hasn't reshuffled, I'm going to start going after him. I still love the good he's doing, but I'm going to put major pressure on him to stop it. That's reality pilled. What do we do then now that I think the time's up? I think you got to that point months ago. I've finally gotten there. I'm not putting up with this.
No, we have to. We have to like a laser focus on, hey, President Trump, here's what you have to do in response to what's going on and now in Minneapolis. He should invoke the Insurrection Act, what I've been calling for since 2020. It's what he has to do. He needs to just get serious about actually going after the bad guys. Why did it take Nick Shirley, a private citizen, to go and disclose all the fraud? Now you have the FBI, I guess, and DOJ running in to go prosecute.
Which shows the power of the grassroots, which right. I said was a solution last week. I said, we have to stop hoping for Trump and everybody to do the job. We have to do it ourselves in the information war.
Right, but there's only so much we can do. We can't invoke the Insurrection Act. He can, and he should. President Eisenhower did it. So I would just send in the 101st.
Let's get to that. I'm going to let Enrique go. And I meant to get you guys on the 6, all of you, but then somehow brain fart didn't happen. I want to do sometime next week, like 2 hours with everybody on J6 and going forward, because you guys are the proven patriots that in the face of all this, literally the crucible being persecuted, didn't sell the country out And we just really appreciate you as model Americans. Thank you so much, Enrique Tarrio. People can find you at Noble One on X and NobleLead@Substack.com. Enrique, closing comments.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Alex, I gotta start with you. Look, I really appreciate you. And I'd say appreciate you being a friend to me, but it wasn't just friendship. You were out there, you were fighting for us. And because of you, a lot of us, including Stuart and the 1600 other J6ers, and because of the viewers at InfoWars, you guys are the reason we're home. So, I want to thank you, Alex, personally. And I want to thank the viewers of InfoWars. You guys have been amazing. You guys have been loyal, and you guys have been very loyal to the cause that is America First. So thank you again, Alex, for having me on.
Well, thank you. I want to say this, Enrique, because it's true. Our listeners have us burn their brain. Trump always says they're not trying to get me. They got to get through me to get to you. I defend you guys because you're friends of mine. I know we're patriots being set up. But if they can set up other good people, they can set me up. Benjamin Franklin said, we hang together, hang separate. Yep. And people have to get that through your head. When one of our people or anybody's being persecuted, that's us.
Yeah.
You have to take it personal.
Yeah. Hey, where we go one, we go all, right?
That's right.
The motto goes. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Enrique. Talk to you soon.
Take care, brother.
Thank you. I'll be seeing you soon. I'll be in that studio soon.
Come see us, brother.
Yes, I will be seeing you soon.
We're still here, still hanging on. Now, let's get into what happened in Minnesota. They've been waiting for this. They've been begging for it. The Podesta plan. They have the video that she tried to run him over, hit him. They're trying to spin that. Kimmel, you know, all of it. It's so disgusting. Where do you see this going?
Well, the problem is that, like I was talking to you on the break, is that because President Trump is not actually going after the actual deep state, the ones who are pulling the strings, they send their foot soldiers, their pawns out into the street to antagonize and attack ICE and ram them, shoot at them. They've done all of this.
Kill them.
And the goal, of course, is what they just got yesterday. They wanted that to happen. They wanted, like, as you said, they wanted to poke and prod until they got what they wanted. That's why the problem is that President Trump is letting them drive the narrative by doing this. He needs to go after them. That's why I'm frustrated about the Minnesota fraud being exposed by a private citizen. That should have been exposed a long time.
Yeah, use the analogy of World War II. You have the Japanese carrier launching Zeros. You don't blow up the Zeros, you blow up the aircraft carrier.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's a good analogy. So President Trump should be going after them. He should be exposing what Nick Shirley's doing is a continuation of Doge. Doge should come back. President Trump should bring that back and go and look at Tim Walz. He's going to have to resign now from governor. That's the right track. Go after them and do your best to not give them what they want. So I believe what should happen is anytime they're on an operation like this, no one should be able to drive a vehicle anywhere in that area. They should block all the streets. So you use the National Guard.
They don't have enough people. Exactly. The National Guard should block the roads.
Right. That's why they should invoke the Insurrection Act, because it's square on point. We're facing an open rebellion and insurrection across the country. We're facing direct, violent opposition to execution of the federal laws of the union. That's squarely on point. He just invoked the Insurrection Act. It also puts him in a stronger position. The Supreme Court just recently upheld an injunction against him sending National Guard in Chicago because he has not invoked the Insurrection Act.
And they have tried to demonize ahead of time him using the Guard because they know that's the right move. He should do whatever they say he shouldn't do.
Right. I mean, so he has advisors around him. This is the problem, is all around him, again, are traitors, I believe.
Other than Stephen Miller.
Not just in, right. I'm not saying Stephen Miller is that way. And Tulsi's good too. But he has some great people, but around him are still people who are giving him horrible advice. Either they're incompetent or they're actually complicit in obstructing him. And the same as in the first term, like Bill Barr was. So he needs to fire and clean house and put firebrands in there. So when I host the fourth hour, I'm going to bring on Ivan Reichlin as a good example. I would make Ivan Reichlin the friggin' attorney general, you know, or someone like that. Someone you know is going to be loyal to America First, loyal to defending the Republic, and unafraid. You can't have anybody.
And by the way, if we put who they see as Darth Vader's in, they're all going to fold. They're close to folding right now. A lot of people have already deserted them. This is all about, we have to exercise power now so they give up.
Right. But like you said, you have to go after the actual heart of the deep state. You have to go after them. You can't go after foot soldiers in the street. So that's why you have to, and this is the problem. If you don't invoke the Insurrection Act, you don't put the troops on the street, you have a situation like yesterday where you have police officers, federal law enforcement, who are not having all the assets they need to block the streets and prevent someone from driving in. And they're dealing with on foot, dealing with people in cars. That's how you got what you had yesterday. So to stop that, block all the streets. No one should be able to go in or out for miles while they're doing their
but
operation.
But expanding on that, what about the screaming Karens, like 80% old white women, I don't mean, all over the country, screaming, yelling, throwing things at them, blocking their cars, ramming them. How did they brainwash our own people to not want convicted pedophiles and criminals and murderers to be around? These people are crazy.
Well, they can get them to believe there's no such thing as a man or a woman. They can get them to believe anything. As you said just the other day while I listened to your show, they've got them to the point where they can suspend reality. And they believe, they truly believe they're fighting Nazism and fascism, and they're fighting on behalf of innocent people. So that's why I think it was smart at the outset to focus on the more violent gangbangers, and they should still focus on that. It's a mistake to go arrest a lady with a taco cart, and that happened in Chicago, or a tamale cart. So be judicious about how you do it, because you're in an info war, as you've always said. They want the perception of illegitimacy, perception of excessive force, the perception of innocent people or nice people or people that aren't really harmful being deported. That's what they want. They don't want the focus to be on all the violent criminals. They want the focus to be, like I said, a lady with a tamale cart.
And they still are mainly focused on the violent ones. They're still putting it again.
They are.
The problem is Trump wanted action, so he put quotas on.
That's the problem.
So you're going to get them.
That's the same problem we saw in Vietnam, right? You have quotas on body counts, so you wind up with guys smoking people they shouldn't smoke just to get body counts. And you start thinking, well, it just shows, oh, look at the results we're getting. Go after the real bad guys. Be very careful, because everything you do is going to be under a microscope. It's not fair, just the reality, though. So that's why you have to make sure that if you want to avoid a situation where an officer has to use lethal force against a Karen in a car, you have to make sure no cars can get in.
Well, Trump should go on the offense and point out the real video of the lady ramming him. And I'm all for free speech, but when the Washington Post, CNN, and them say, we've seen the video, she didn't do anything, that becomes really a criminal hoax.
I mean, it would have been better if everyone would have said nothing. It's like, hey, it's under investigation. We don't talk about an ongoing investigation. But now that the cat's out of the bag and they're making these allegations, hold a press conference, show all the video from start to finish, the whole progression of what she was doing, that we have context, and let the American people decide for themselves.
And Trump can play a reel of them ramming hundreds of times and shooting at
right.
people and shooting up the Border Patrol ICE van, trying to kill ICE but killing two illegals, and just show all that and saying, are you surprised?
Yeah.
And then the mayor 2 weeks ago threatening, you'll be dead if you keep coming here.
Yeah, show all that. Like last time it was on, we were frustrated that President Trump should get up about the Sedition 6. He should get up and do a press conference with Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth helping him to say, okay, let's talk about your oath. Let's talk about all the things they're doing to destroy our country and use their tactic against them. Same thing here. Take advantage of this and do a press conference and have a use of force expert get up there and say, here is the protocol for dealing with people in vehicles who are attempting to run you over. Here's what happens. Here's why this is lawful.
And explaining that there's the Soros and the minions are giving them points to go out and get them killed. Hey, let's point that out. I told you this. The mayor, the governor, it's already come out. They all have law firms, as I explained, that suck up big fees off the Somalis. That's how it works in Austin. I learned that 25 years ago with illegal aliens. Sarah Clark, Mayor Jacob Frey's wife, worked at for Hayden Advocacy and Law. Hayland Advocacy and Law provided legal and lobbying representation to Feeding Our Future, $250 million food and aid fraud. You have the head of that group at his rallies behind him. So, see, it's all coming out just how corrupt they are.
And that's why Tim Walz, I think, is probably glad this happened yesterday, because it deflects attention from what he's been doing. He's been at the head of it, right? Him and his entire party have been involved in systemic fraud, as is coming out. So he's deflecting now.
All right, you're going to get to what's happening on the home front next hour when you host with Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Green Beret, really smart guy, and about just the overview of Trump. But let's get into Venezuela, the larger plan. I get Trump's right. I don't like Venezuela. I don't like the dictator. So I've said tacitly he has the authorization. I'm concerned about a setup, a civil war, the CIA sabotaging it. What's your take on that?
Exactly. And that's why Ratcliffe should be fired too. I mean, he's a rat. He's not the right person to be in the CIA. And he should do with the CIA what I advocated he should do with the FBI. Send all of them home, have military intelligence take over that function again, like they used to do before the CIA was ever created. The CIA, from its inception, has overstepped its bounds. It was created by Truman. He signed a law So they could be one place where he can go to for information, which is what the DNI does now, right now. So, but the CIA out of the gate began to do its own foreign policy, its own domestic policy, its own assassinations, its own, you know, its own, coups across the world, and it's still doing that today, including here at home. And so Brennan is still running the CIA, just like Alan Dulles ran the CIA. You know, even though JFK fired him, Alan Dulles ran the CIA and orchestrated JFK's murder. Brennan is running the CIA still from outside of it to destroy our country. And so,
what should Trump do about Venezuela?
Well, so for Venezuela, now that he's captured Maduro, I think he's reaffirmed the Monroe Doctrine. I agree with that. So I disagree with a lot of my libertarian friends on this. I believe that when it comes to our own hemisphere, we can't have China colonizing our hemisphere. And that's what they're doing. But the real danger to this country, the real death from fentanyl, comes from Mexico. So if we're going to go take down Maduro, what about Sheinbaum? You know, what about the cartels in Mexico? So I think what he should do is focus on Mexico now. He should say, we've given you our shot across the bow to the remaining regime in Venezuela. You need to negotiate with us. Put that in a negotiation mode, but then turn to Mexico and say, because you have failed to stop the cartels, there's still sex trafficking on the border. It's still happening. It's still coming across the border. Fentanyl's still coming across the border. Put the military on the border, like I advocated for years now. They used to police the border back before there was a border patrol. Put the military on the border.
The left goes, oh, that's a police state. No, it's in the Constitution. The military's supposed to be on the border.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah, I mean, way back in the day, Pershing came across the border to go chase after Pancho Villa. There were army forts all along the border. Put the military on the border. It's been successful in the past. Seal the border and put attention and pressure on Sheinbaum. And let her know that you've got X number of days to do X, Y, and Z. If not, we're going to come into northern Mexico and we're going to smoke the cartels. Not to occupy it, just to target the cartels and take them out.
What'd you call it, a security zone?
Yeah, I've always advocated for a 30-mile DMZ in the Mexican territory. Just like Afghanistan was a failed state, Mexico is a failed narco state. I think Sheinbaum is actually their puppet, like past presidents of Mexico.
Well, she defends them.
Right. Well, I mean, she had other rivals, other potential candidates were murdered by the cartels. So she's their puppet.
They killed like 30 mayoral candidates last year?
Yeah. So they're intimidating and killing anybody that would be actual opposition. She's not opposition. So go 30 miles in. You're a failed narco state. We're not attacking Mexico. We're not attacking the Mexican people. We're attacking the cartels. And be very careful. Be very judicious about how you use force.
Yeah, when you see a whole base, you know, narco terrorists, there's armored vehicles and mass graves. You
smoke them.
Smoke them.
Yeah. And our special operations, as we just showed, can do that. Not occupying 30 miles of it. 30 miles, clean the cartels out, leave the Mexican people alone, and let them know we're here to protect you from the
cartels. And anytime you crawl back into the 30 miles, you're dead.
Yeah, and you're not going to have an uprising by the Mexican people against our special.
Oh, they're going to love it.
They're going to love it.
Well, I saw polls in Mexico. They're usually pretty national. The majority want us to do this.
Yeah, well, of course they do, because they tried themselves, the autodefensive units like in Michoacan. They rose up and armed themselves and took it to the cartels and kicked the cartels' asses. But then Mexican government came in with their rallies and disarmed them. They wouldn't let the people defend themselves. So long term, I advocate, back then I said, hey.
A Second Amendment for Mexico.
Yeah, we should just parachute rifles into Mexico for the people. So I would smoke the cartels in that 30-mile DMZ. Arm and train the people who live there.
Send the Green Berets in to do that.
Right. And so they're in your, like we had the,
Oh, stay there. I'll do 5 more minutes with you, then a break. You take over and host. And Ivan Reichlin's coming up. Listen, folks, we are in deep court battles, civil rights suits. You don't even see it in the news. You notice we're supposed to be shut down. We are suing the hell out of them. There are criminal investigations. I'm not supposed to get into them. We are fighting. We're still here, but I got the will to fight. I'll never back down, but I could give out without your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tonight is the last night of this huge sale. You can buy any of the supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, any of these incredible products. Get a free bottle of Atomic Defense Immune Boosting or the Shilajit Gummies. Don't know what Shilajit does? It's incredible. Research it. We've got the best. And there's 6 days left. Every order gets you put in 50X in to get the Ford Raptor 3.5 liter twin turbo, amazing super truck, and so much more. We have so many other great products in the store, and we have over 700 different t-shirt designs. It's quite elaborate, but the newest one is a limited edition. Support your local ice raids. Look at that t-shirt. It's been made in Arkansas. They're shipping me one tomorrow. I'll have it on the show. There that is. Be sure and get that at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's what funds this operation. Not Israel, not Qatar, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, you. So tonight is the last night to get a free bottle of Shilajit or Atomic Defense with any order. Other big discounts are happening as well at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time, and get $40 to spend instantly in the store, special deals and special offers. Thanks for your support. These are amazing products. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com. Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stations join us. He's going to take over. He's got Evan Ranklin coming on. Cover Big Picture, Insurrection Act, what Trump should do. And the White House doesn't listen. So in a lot of ways, he's getting more hardcore. I think that's a good sign. Yes. We can debate foreign policy all day, but we're seeing, I didn't even cover this today. I dropped the ball. I'm going to go shoot a special report once Stewart takes over. Trump effectively pulled out of the UN, got out of 66 international agencies, pulled out of the final carbon tax groups. I mean, he's definitely making some good moves here.
Yeah, that's great. And his foreign policy, he's showing assertiveness and decisiveness, but he's got to go after the deep state here at home because otherwise they're going to run the clock out and they'll take over when he's gone.
But that's institutional. DHS is newer. He's getting a better job out of them. Military, partially back under his control, still pro-America.
Right.
It's the tools he's got.
That's why he should use it. That's why he should vote the Insurrection Act and use the military intelligence.
Notice the left says, don't use the military because that's the thing they know he's got.
Right. They're trying to scare him. They're doing successfully, unfortunately. They're scaring him into believing.
Remember, they scared him not to override Milley and the mayor of D.C. to call out 10,000 troops for J6.
And he could have
overrode it. They set him up.
Yeah, he had full authority to do that, and someone in the circle told him
he couldn't do it. Speak to that. Explain. Don't repeat it, Trump. Whatever they're telling you not to do is what you should do.
Right, exactly. Bizarro world. They're telling you to do things for a reason that they want you to do things that they want you to do that are limited, that are not going to actually get after them. They don't want you to go after them. So I think he should do his best. Like when it comes to the immigration issue, he should be prosecuting the child sex traffickers, going after the people that are in political power, who are the customers. That's why the Epstein list was such a failure for him. Go after those people. Tie the wide open border to the fentanyl deaths and the child sex trafficking and the pedophiles in power.
And notice now that most of the FCC stuff came out. It's all them. This was so stupid.
Right. So he should just refocus on going after the bad guys. And so tie everything to, hey, we're going after their foot. Once again, like you said, the analogy is great. Don't go after the zeros that are attacking you. Go after the carrier like we did at Midway. So go after the people who are the customers for the child sex trafficking. Go after the ones who are covering for the cartels, taking cartel money and helping them funnel fentanyl in the United States to kill Americans on behalf of the Chinese. So go after these people, the people that have, like Tim Walz with a strong connection to communist China. Go after them and expose it to the American people. That's why he should be holding massive pressers where he has experts get up and talk about, here's all the dirt, here are all the receipts on Tim Walz and his connection to communist China and how he benefits and the squad. And
how they're getting their groups launder the money.
Right.
Not defending the Somalis, but like I said, they're the bag men.
So yeah, use that, but use that, not just the Somalis, but look at how they're connected to Tim Walz. That's why he's resigning, because he can see that there's something coming.
He looks really scared.
He does. So.
Have you seen how he was never fat, but it looks like he's lost 30 pounds the last 3 weeks. he's like, what's going on there? I mean, he looks scared.
Well, maybe he is. That's why he's so happy to see what happened yesterday, I'm sure. Because it deflects attention, and now they can take the moral high ground in their eyes and deflect attention what they're doing. So that's why I refocus it. Hey, here's who we're going after. Here's people who murdered and raped Americans. Here are child sex traffickers. Who can ever defend that? So go say, hey, you're trying to stop us from arresting and deporting child sex traffickers and rapists and murderers. Refocus on that and have concrete examples and have press conferences. We just captured this guy, and this guy. Here's what they did. Here are the photos of their victims. Refocus the American people on how bad these people are that we're going after and their connections to all these politicians on the left.
That's right. Coming back, a short special report by John Baum. Walz has awaken the sleeping taxpayer, and then Stuart Rhodes and Ivan Raiklin take over with the big 35,000-foot view and what Trump needs to do, both very smart lawyers and patriots and veterans of the info war. It's all coming up. But Stuart, how do people find all your work?
You can go to oathkeepers.info, and just to piggyback on what Enrique said, I'm going to issue a call to action for Oath Keepers for volunteers. You know, if you're a member of Oath Keepers, just go to volunteers. At oathkeepers.info, if you want to volunteer, if you're trained to do security for guys like Nick Shirley, they need that. So we're going to do
it. All right. This is a report. You got about 5 minutes. It's a very powerful report. Just broke. And then you're going to take over. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. Big sale ends tonight. Get any supplement, get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or Shilajit. Thank you so much for your support. Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Raiklin take over. And then about 55 minutes from now, the great Harrison Smith with the War Room. God bless you all.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
In a major escalation, the Trump administration has deployed approximately 2,000 federal agents to Minneapolis, Minnesota. FBI, DHS, HSI, and ICE, targeting widespread industrial-scale fraud in state-administered social services programs. While five states have had $10 billion in federal funds frozen for social services programs.
You have an understanding that 1,000 whistleblowers running an account on X have come forward to expose fraud in Minnesota state agencies, and they have been entirely ignored by Tim Walz and have even been retaliated against. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Even this morning, I got another message.
Make no mistake, we should be concerned about fraud in our state government. We cannot effectively deliver programs and services if we can't earn the public's trust.
The Tim Walz administration has utterly failed to protect Minnesota taxpayers and vulnerable citizens, ignoring years of credible reports and retaliating against those who spoke up, often by claiming they were racist or Islamophobic.
So today, if someone asks me, should I report fraud within DHS, I say no, no, no. It is career suicide plus a whole lot more. In our face-to-face meetings with a group of whistleblowers, they revealed that retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies, and then there was a veiled threat of the use of military intelligence against them. They later informed me that it was discovered that in some targeted employees or suspected whistleblowers' personnel files were pictures of their homes and their cars. They also described that supervisors asked them questions about their families that to them felt like a threat. One example was, we need to know where kids go to school and where their bus stops are.
Fending off the links to fraud, Governor Tim Walz has nervously welcomed federal cooperation.
We have a requirement that the House run an audit, which they did not do. You are the gatekeepers on this. Demand that there's data practices, and if they have emails showing that I have committed fraud, you should get those.
Which agency will provide oversight? Who will be the investigators? Will be audited? How often? Will the Attorney General's office play a role in that? Can you just speak to that?
Yeah. Those conducting oversight will, to a certain extent, probably make themselves known to us.
While Attorney General Keith Ellison has already been exposed.
Your office was involved when Feed Inner Future was sued for the first time.
And I'll call them in my office and demand some explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm one of them, those guys you're talking about. April 30th, I got shut down, and I got they put me on bows.
You say April?
April 30th.
Yeah.
April. Throughout the whole summer and the fall?
Yep, and I
you ain't got no money since then?
No, yeah. I have like 10 pilots sitting up there at Safari.
Attorney General Keith Ellison was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was keeping these folks in business. There were no questions that he asked of these folks about how the kids are doing, the operation, how they're getting fed, who's being helped. Instead, the focus was entirely on ensuring that the money continues to flow. And I'll add that he went so far as to say that he was going to fight these people in reference to the state agencies. The state agencies are his client.
Yeah, and when you said money's going to flow, did money flow to Mr. Ellison's campaign a couple weeks later from some of the folks who were in that meeting?
Sure did.
How much do we know how much that was?
I do not have that number.
So it wasn't just overlooking the fraud. They were actively trying to make sure this program continued, and then they benefited from that politically with contributions to their campaign, all in this same year, all in 2021, when this was all coming to a head. Is that accurate?
That is my understanding.
Meanwhile, America asks, why are we even paying taxes? The United States collects roughly $2.4 trillion annually in individual federal income taxes. Following long-needed investigations and reform, the real fraud numbers could exceed the taxpayers' contribution. Meanwhile, Somalia had billions in debt forgiven as it digs itself further into the pockets of the American taxpayer.
The full scope of the problem is not just criminal fraud, but a culture of profiting from government programs in perpetuity, not as a safety net, but as an industry. I have personally met and had discussions with folks who identify themselves as consultants for multiple entities accepting government benefits. They have made a career out of showing people how to leverage the gaps in government oversight to maximize benefit payments.
Was there any threat of a lawsuit from the Somali community and folks affiliated with Feeding Our Future?
Mr. Jordan, there was more than a threat. They actually did.
They did? And what was the alleged claim in that lawsuit?
That they were victims of racial discrimination.
Oh, they played the race card, huh? All this fraud going on, money going out, and they play the race card.
The fraud hearings won't just be another wrist-slapping for the D.C. Country Club. These thieves have finally awakened the sleeping giant. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hour for Alex Jones, and my special guest right now is Ivan Raiklin, the Deep State Marauder, Special Forces retired Lieutenant Colonel, attorney, and basically my brother from another mother. How you doing, Ivan?
Doing great, Stuart.
Hey, glad to have you
on, brother. 5 years after January 6th, you're free, man.
That's right.
Good to have you. You're doing well for yourself.
Every day on this side of the barbed wire is a good day. That's right. So, hey, I want to get your thoughts on what's happening right now in light of yesterday with the ICE agent shooting the Karen in the car. What are your thoughts on that and how it ties in with the big picture?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a tactical maneuver. I mean, things like that are bound to happen. It's an unfortunate what occurred. I think there was somebody that made a commentary that I thought was pretty exhaustive and all-inclusive on, I think, the sentiment of that shooting. On one instance, when you take a look at it, as far as the video angles that I saw, the wheels were turning when the tires were facing towards the officer. And so clearly it was a threat from that perspective. But at the same time, from a humanitarian perspective, it would have been better had that not taken place, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Right. Definitely.
And so you can't really see it at the initial point. The initial spin of the wheels are kind of masked by that other officer. But if you go back and replay that, the way I saw it is essentially the threat is there. I don't think anybody can argue that there wasn't any sort of threat towards that officer. Now, whether or not, I mean, his reaction time was fantastic.
Let's watch this right now. They're going to show this view right here and watch the wheels.
See how the front, well.
They're starting to turn. So here's the problem I have with it. Like I was telling Alex in the last segment, first of all, that should never have happened because they should have had the streets blocked. They shouldn't have, know the MO of the agitators. They know that they're going to be ran with vehicles. All this is known. They've seen it before in other cities. Why not block the streets and not allow any vehicle traffic into an area where they're operating, any pedestrian vehicle or citizen vehicle traffic? So to me, it's frustrating to see. I want to get your thoughts on this. My position is President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act so he has the manpower, National Guard, to block all the streets and do whatever he has to do to avoid just that kind of a situation.
I mean, the reason why this even took place, and I agree with you, Stuart, is that we're playing footsie, right?
Right.
This administration, while you know the directives came from President Trump and the executive orders are out there and Tom Homan is doing the best that he can, he really doesn't have the resources and in some instances the authority to do what is actually necessary. If you want to seal the border, how Dan Bongino was complaining that some of us don't like it that 10 people have crossed the border, well, there's a simple solution for that, and that's what you're presenting. You invoke the Insurrection Act, you immediately have the necessary tools in terms of legal authority and the personnel and motivated individuals like you and myself that are willing, ready, and able to provide a support role as civilians, immense men that are civilians that are willing, ready, and able to go ahead under authority to lock it down so that our house is no longer trespassed into with foreign influence, foreign terrorist organizations, the fentanyl, etc.
Right. So
all it requires is political courage.
So on that point, I mean, I've been advocating this for years now, since 2020, as
yeah,
you know.
You're the first one. I mean, you're the OG.
It was me and then General Flynn, too, who back then, I believe, was also calling for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. But yes, I mean, like I told Alex last segment, the U.S. military used to have forts all along the border with Mexico. That's who patrolled the border before there was a border patrol. And I would say that's what we need to return to. So, like I said on the last segment, I believe President Trump should shift as part of his Monroe Doctrine or Donroe Doctrine is to shift attention to Mexico. That's where the fentanyl actually comes from. Like when I was watching the presser about Venezuela, you know, he was saying that, you know, that Maduro was killing millions of Americans. Like, no, actually it's Sheinbaum by letting the fentanyl go across the border in Mexico and in the United States. So shift focus back to the border, use the military again on the border, invoke the Insurrection Act for both external invasion, which is part of one of the prongs, mm-hmm, but also for the insurrection and also for direct obstruction, violent obstruction of federal law. But put the troops on the border, and I advocated for a DMZ of 30 miles into Mexico because it's a failed narco state. So he could shift. And like, I think Alex made a great point that he doesn't have a DOJ as loyal to him, doesn't have a CIA as loyal to him, doesn't have an FBI as loyal.
It's worse than in the first term.
But yeah, it's worse. So what he can do is use the military, but who is loyal to him, and that's what he should do. And he should do that throughout the entire country. But back to your point about you and I, guys like us who are prior service and trained, we'd be happy, and he can call us up, not as private citizens, but as the militia, and call us up back into service and put us on the border. But what are your thoughts on him shifting gears and focusing on Mexico?
Yeah, I think that's a great, at the end of the day, if you're going to focus on the Monroe, or now calling it the Donroe Doctrine, in order to establish primacy in the Western Hemisphere, it needs to start with your borders, right? Like you just explained, right. Mexico and Canada. And what does that look like? Who are the biggest threat? I mean, I'm a former intelligence officer. You got to identify your enemy, your threat, etc. And then on the global stage, it's the fentanyl that's coming in through the narco terrorists in Mexico.
From China.
Right? And then it's produced and distributed from China. And so I was of the opinion, or I should say, I've been a strong proponent of this kind of phased approach. You first castrate the deep state domestically, and then you crush the commies globally. And by extension, all the other nefarious actors globally. What I think is going on, based on my observations, there hasn't been a single thing done to the deep state domestically. And then the focus right now in this administration is focused on foreign policy. Now, on one argument, if you've been following my work, there's a potential argument to be made that it's being done on behalf of foreign interests, our U.S. foreign policy. But if you're subscribed to the idea that, no, this is done based on U.S. interests, then maybe it is good that we first neutralize our foreign threats so that we then have the, the runway.
Momentum.
Away from these foreign threats to then be able to go completely scorched earth against the domestic enemies of the constitutional order.
Right.
If that's what the play is, I'm not sure it is, but if that is what is going on, then I'm all for that.
Well, I think it ties together because it is enemies foreign and domestic, as our oath was. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with an invasion, an insurrection, and direct obstruction of federal law by people who are in alliance with Communist China. Communist China gives the precursor drugs for fentanyl mm-hmm. to the cartels. They're just their proxies. It's just like the Cold War all over again. And so then they come north with child sex trafficking and fentanyl trafficking. And who benefits from that? Of course, it's the Democratic Party and corrupt politicians in the United States who are their customers for both.
Right.
They're getting their
cut. I mean, we just spent the last, it's their surrogates. We just spent the last four years where we had an agent of China squatting in the White House.
Right.
Illegitimately, unlawfully, because our institutions, the deep state, they all failed us in our constitutional order, and they facilitated and enabled that to take place. And then it goes to what's been being released over the last couple of days, especially on President Trump's Truth Social. The 2020 election, I mean, you and I would say that you were a little bit ahead of me on explaining what was taking place in 2020 and then substantively rejecting it and responding to it in the form of the pen is mightier than the sword, where you are actually penning direct letters to the president explaining what
open
he could
letters,
do.
Right.
And the open letters.
Right.
And the same thing applies right now. I mean, I want to hear you repeat what you were suggesting then, because it applies today.
Yeah. Back in 2020, I urged President Trump to use his powers as commander in chief to invoke the Insurrection Act and then to kick the CIA out of their building, FBI, NSA, kick them all out and use military intelligence to go take over all the dirt, all the files, and declassify and expose the bad guys. Declassification.
Now explain, this is
absolute
what,
power.
Pause real quick. I want people to understand why the military, because this is important. It's not, Stuart is just not throwing out names just to throw out three-letter agencies. Let's go piece by piece on why CIA needs to be thrown out, why FBI, why NSA, and then on the other side, why specifically military intelligence?
Well, first of all, the military is who did our intelligence before there was a CIA. That's who did intelligence for this country. And the CIA was never supposed to be what it is now. It was only supposed to be a clearinghouse like the DNI is now. A clearinghouse for intelligence for the president. They wanted the intelligence to come to him in one shop that he can go to and get briefings. That's all the CIA was supposed to be. So out of the gate, they overstepped their mandate and went way beyond. Now they're a shadow government. So it needs to be destroyed and disbanded and scattered to the four winds, just like Kennedy threatened to do. That's what should happen. Mm-hmm. So the first step.
Right. And more recently, you had John Brennan over the last decade basically running a rogue operation.
Right.
To then go ahead and internally, domestically destroy the constitutional order. And he's still running it right now.
Just like Alan Dulles did. Monday,
he's not just indicted, he's arrested and taken off the streets of America and the world.
But I hope he is too.
But that's the CIA.
But that's the problem though, is just like with Alan Dulles was fired by JFK, he kept leading the CIA behind the scenes and orchestrated JFK's murder along with others. So that's the problem we have now, is Brennan is still running the CIA. And the CIA is still filled with traitors of the Constitution, just like the FBI is and the DOJ. So send them all home. Step one, invoke the insurrection. That's what I urged back then. Send them all home. They can still get paid. You're on paid leave. Go home. And we're going to use the military to go in there and sort through everything. First of all, giving the president now accurate intelligence, not trying to spike, you know, his efforts, things he can rely on, but also going through and helping him and put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of this, declassifying the dirt. And I would start with the judges first. That's who's going to be obstructing him with attempts to, like they just did in Chicago, right? They got an injunction, and the Supreme Court upheld it against him being able to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. And the reason why they did that is because he has not invoked the Insurrection Act. It lets them, this is the problem with half measures. It lets them say, oh, you have no authority to do that, even though he does. So this is the problem with half measures.
It gives them time to plan for the response.
Right.
It's so, I mean, it's too delicate, right?
Right.
It's too delicate in order to be able to continue down this path, because otherwise you're just essentially committing slow suicide when you're doing it in half measures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as far as the military intelligence, so just to kind of stress that point, if you're using military intelligence and you're looking at the institutions themselves right now, if John Brennan is effectively still running the CIA, even though he's not there, because of his stay behind network, if James Comey and Christopher Wray are still effectively running the FBI and covering for the pedophile ring known as Epstein, and I think that there's more damning evidence and information over at CIA Holdings than over at the DOJ as it relates to Epstein, because let's face it, it was a foreign op in coordination with the CIA, so they probably have more incriminating information. So if John Ratcliffe wants to be useful, he might want to release that as well.
He's not going to be useful.
He's not impeached.
He's being fired. He'd be fired.
And
why,
so,
why should it take impeachment to get rid of Ratcliffe? He should be fired by President Trump.
Yeah, but I mean, that's another topic. But culturally speaking, when you look at the broader institutions that Stuart just laid out, the Department of Defense has just been in effectively with that briefing at Quantico that was done a few months ago by Pete Hegseth. He put everybody pretty much on notice that we're going to focus on warfighting efforts. So when in charge, take charge, that was definitely a moment where he and the commander-in-chief put their foot down. And I think culturally that institution is now starting to come back over to the constitutional order side of things. And that, even today, is going to be the institution, I think, that is going to be the one that's going to restore the republic back to its normal flow. As opposed to this complete woke, insurrectionist, lawless that the left is trying to inject into the United States.
It's a beachhead. Look at it like that. He has to retake the executive branch. And so to do that, he's got a strong beachhead in the military. He's got Tulsi Gabbard, he's got Pete Hegseth, two people he can really trust. Put them in charge of, like I said, kick them all out of the building, CIA, NSA, FBI, go home. We don't need FBI just running all over the country.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow Dan Bongino.
And go home.
And sit at home.
Yeah.
And then
go do a
we'll
podcast.
Take care of the rest.
Right. And then put firebrands in. I think they should make you the attorney general. I mean, he could do that for 120 days, right? He could put you in as acting attorney general,
Stuart,
for example.
Stuart, let's be honest. If I did that, the entire organization would effectively be wiped out.
Well, good. That's what it needs to be wiped out. Or Jeffrey Clark. You know, put somebody in there who has proven themselves to be
like, I would fire myself as the last person to be fired.
Sounds good.
And it would be much less than 120 days.
That's what Kash Patel promised us, right? We're going to turn the Hoover Building into a museum. So Kash Patel.
Yeah, I would help facilitate Kash's. You know what? I would make Kash the curator of the museum known as FBI headquarters, and I would call Dan Bongino back so that he could be the curator of the Washington field office.
Right.
So that he could save face.
So yes, so President Trump has a beachhead in the military of loyalty. I believe he'd start with SOCOM troops. That's what I advocated back in 2020. Use SOCOM troops. Use your, you know, across the whole, the whole spectrum. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, they all got SOCOM troops. They all got special warfare guys. Those are your true patriots. They really are. So use them. And Marine Corps is probably the most traditional branch overall as far as being loyal to this country. I would use the Marine Corps heavily too. But, and airborne troops. I'm going to be biased about that. But I think airborne troops and Marine Corps guys, they tend to
join
the
military. I'll allow it.
For a good reason, right? So, but use your most loyal studs who the American people respect and trust for good reason. Use them to go clean house and, you know, to liberate the oppressed, as your motto is for Depresso Libre, right? So start with
exactly.
Them. But then they should, and I think he should focus on Mexico. And hey, go 30 miles in. His base will love that. It's being decisive. Not to worry about a judge giving them amnesty or whatever, because they can't even set foot inside the United States. But as you do that, you've got to go after those judges first. They should be going after all the dirty judges and exposing them. That's why you invoke the Insurrection Act, because obviously it's square on point. We have a situation where the president can say, I have determined that in this situation we have a systemic failure of our judicial system to protect the rights of the American people. In fact, you're being obstructionist. And look at the payoffs this judge has gotten. Look at all the dirty dealings, all the insider trading this judge has been doing. And you know they have all been doing it. And they're not that careful
about
their intelligence.
Absolutely. I mean, you make a good point. Talking about the judges, we failed to talk about Article 3 much. Mike Davis does quite a bit through his organization. But when it comes to Judge Boasberg, I think it was earlier today or yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz, your beloved senator from Texas there, at least he moved and is calling on the impeachment of Judge Boasberg. Now, I mean, we all get it. He's only doing that because Ted Cruz himself was spied on. Me and you were on the same four subpoenas, by the way, by Jack, I'm going to use a Jack polite Smith. Language, Jack Smith, of, I would argue, the four most important of the 197 subpoenas.
Isn't that Jack Off Smith?
Some people pronounce it that way. Some people pronounce Jack Ass Smith. But I asked him about it. He failed to respond to me in the halls of Congress.
Right.
But nonetheless, my point here is that there is some movement. And I think the reason why there is movement is because of the, quote, black pillars that mandated this president to go complete scorched
earth
against the deep state, and that's not happening.
Let's talk about the other side. What do we tell President Trump to do?
Yes, sir.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now,
Now, back to our program.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We've got the kick-ass... What's your title again?
Secretary of Retribution.
Ivan Raiklin, Secretary of Retribution. So on the break, we were talking about Tina Peters, and Ivan and I are of like mind on this, and I believe Ivan was calling for Tina Peters to be rescued by President Trump on inauguration night, along with the rest of us, right?
Yep, absolutely. So you guys are, I mean, I think everybody considers everybody, Tina and you guys, as part of the people that were weaponized against related to the 2020 election heist.
No, beyond a doubt, I consider her a sister J6er. You know, yep. She would have been there.
She's J6 adjacent. You know how people call me, oh, I'm Q adjacent.
Right.
Well, guess what? Whatever you want to call it, she's J6 adjacent.
So when it comes to being decisive, Ivan and I are of like mind. We believe that President Trump should simply go and rescue Tina Peters. If he can get Maduro and go snatch him out of Venezuela, he can go to Colorado and hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Use the same team. It's like slicing through, you know, hot butter.
Right.
Let's face it. That tactical operation, from a tactical perspective, not a single casualty, injury, is effectively to snatch and grab a foreign narco-terrorist leader in the Western Hemisphere. Perfect. Flawlessly conducted.
Yeah.
It would be so much easier to do the same to extract the lead federal witness in the 2020 election heist, specifically as it applies to Colorado. And by extension, the software that was used there was used in multiple and dozens of states that can help Kurt Olson, who's the 2020 election czar, if you will, to expose that electoral heist. Tina Peters should be immediately rescued, recovered, given medical treatment, you know, restored, if you will, at some level, and then essentially put to work, because that's, she wants that, is what I hear.
Yeah, well, she's
to then go to the White House and start to put together all the evidence that she has to then criminally prosecute Jenna Griswold and all of her co-conspirators and all of the employees of the company that will prove their seditious, treasonous conspiracy. You can go into details on that.
Yeah, she's an obvious, and the point the audience needs to understand is she is an obvious material witness to the election fraud of 2020. Stop yep. right there. Drop the mic. That's what she is. And the U.S. Marshals all the time go into state prisons and extract people to be material witnesses for federal cases. They do it all the time. It goes on every day.
I guess if you can give me 30 seconds, Mr. President.
Do it.
All you have to do is bring in A.G. Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Director of the Federal Marshals, Gadiasis Serralta, and then say, hey, U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, why haven't you criminally prosecuted Jenna Griswold yet? And number two, why hasn't Tina Peters been extracted as a federal witness in that case? And then he can look over to Pam, as she's down in Florida. I guess she'll have to VTC in, because I think she's resting down there. You know, it's a hard job. And then Gadiasis Serralta, his nickname's Gaddy. Hey, Gaddy, why haven't you done that yet? I heard through the grapevine that he's waiting on the order from Pam Bondi. Well, Pam Bondi, why haven't you done it yet? Well, that's up to President Trump to make sure that Pam Bondi does her job.
I think you should just go do it.
Mr. President, you want to get to the bottom of 2020, it's going to be hard to do so without extracting Tina Peters, because I don't see her, I don't see them releasing her. The only time that they're going to release her, if she's dead or if she's extracted.
And this is the problem, and I love Peter Tichtin, he's my attorney for my pardon, he's a good man, but this is the problem with going hat in hand to a federal judge. If you're asserting that the president has the authority and power, because it was never actually decided by the Supreme Court, you're saying that, I think it's a brilliant argument. President of the United States can pardon state offenses as well as federal offenses. If you're asserting that, why do you need to go to a judge and say, judge, we want you to affirm the president can do this before he goes and rescues her. Just go rescue her. You know, you assume you have the authority. You've already pardoned her. Go get her as a material witness.
Get her and then let the court sort it out afterwards.
Right. So jump inside of their OODA loop, their reactionary loop of, you know, sort of orientate, decide, and act. Let them react to you. You go get her, rescue her. Possession is 9/10 of the law, right? Take her to the White House.
Yeah.
Put her in a Lincoln bedroom. That's where she's sitting. She's being protected. She's in the witness protection program as a material witness because her life's in danger, which it is. She's had death threats inside the prison, and obviously the bad guys want to kill her. So go rescue her and let them fight in the courts to get her back. But take it all
Absolutely.
To the Supreme Court. So we're not going to listen to any lower court because you're all
let
corrupt.
Let them take it to the Supreme Court,
right.
Okay?
Let them fight it all the way to the
they
Supreme Court.
They have to justify their position. And while that's being taken to the Supreme Court, the evidence will clearly show that she was unlawfully incarcerated to begin with.
Amen. So you use the U.S. Marshals, but hey, just like done before, all across the country, they've deputized Navy SEALs and Delta all across the country. And just have them go along with you. No, I can tell you from being in prison, no prison guard that I ever met is going to want to get in the way of the U.S. Marshals and Delta coming in to rescue Tina Peters. Most of them are Trump supporters anyway. Even in a leftist state like Colorado, most of the rank and file guys are Trump supporters. You know, give me a little fist bump as I walk by all the time. So they're on our side anyway. So and besides that, they're never going to do that
anyway. I mean, it's an easy assault, right?
I wouldn't even call it an assault.
You look at the location, you secure the perimeter of easy. I mean, you don't need that many folks.
No.
You don't need all 4,000, but if you want to do a show of force, you can bring all 4,000 federal marshals.
Don't need it.
In order to set the example for the rest of the country that this administration means business.
Don't need it. All you need to do is do a domestic version of the snatch with Madero. You go in, of course, you know, less force, but you go in with your Delta operators and you go in with your U.S. marshals. Say, guys, we're here to do the right thing under the president's orders. Step aside. And they'll step aside. But jump inside the OODA loop. Don't announce it. Don't say, I wouldn't even talk to Pam Bondi. Just go do it. And say, hey, she's a material witness. And then have Pam Bondi get up and say, yes, 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 yes. Do a press conference. Yes, she's a material witness.
Right. Cause she's reactionary. Exactly.
Yeah. She'll do this. That's how you get her to do the right thing. Finally.
There's no initiative anywhere.
No.
It's all responsive. It's all just same thing with Congress. They're all responding to some independent journalist out there exposing fraud. And all of a sudden now, because
now.
The fraud that he's exposing has no relationship to Bibi Netanyahu. So of course they're going to jump on that to deflect from Bibi and Miriam Adelson and the Epstein files.
Right.
I mean, it's just so clear.
So,
I mean, there are too many critical thinkers that have a voice. Even you being censored on X, you still have a massive voice by thanks to Alex Jones for giving you the platform. As I mean, the country benefits by having your voice because let's face it, America, if you don't know who Stuart Rose is, he's a Yale law grad that used to be a clerk for the Arizona Supreme Court. He is not just some schmuck moron with a one-digit IQ like some of these members of Congress.
I appreciate
he
that.
He is much more intellectual than the almost entire Congress combined in understanding what's going on in our country.
I appreciate that, brother. Hey, so
it's just like disgusting that Elon still has you.
Well,
not
actually, I just started, I don't know if I should even say this, but I just started a new Oath Keepers.
It'll probably get nuked.
Yeah, it might.
By Jocelyn Ballantyne.
Let's find out. So my new X account for Oath Keepers, I started the other day, I was like, I couldn't believe it, let me do it. It's Real Oath Keepers. That's what it is. At Real Oath Keepers.
I'm going to follow it right now as we're talking.
So we'll see if that stays up. So, just to let everybody know that Ivan and I are going to be speaking together we're going to be both at the same events, both speaking in New York at the Stay Awake America Tour. We'll have them put up on the screen in Long Island, New York. Long Island is much better than New York City. So we're going to be in Long Island, New York this weekend. And when we get done, we're going back to the D.C. area together, and we're going to be working on some stuff together. We're going to be, you know, co-conspirators on some, hopefully some good stuff coming out. So
We'll be maximally exercising our First Amendment.
Amen. So stay tuned.
And so, then some.
So let me ask you this. So if you had President Trump in front of you for 5 minutes, I'm just going to give you the floor. Yeah. What would you tell him?
I mean, Mr. President, you're asking the question, and so is Dan Bongino, why are we so disgruntled within the base that supported you? It's really simple. If you go ahead and do what we just talked about, go ahead and free Tina Peters, you're going to get everybody immediately just supercharged on your side, reinvigorated and remotivated, knowing that you now actually have our back because she represents us. Number two, why don't you go ahead and do the simple thing of, you said Liberation Day was going to be January 20th. Well, your advisors told you to not liberate the Oath Keepers fully, nor the Proud Boys, meaning Stuart Rhodes, who's a combat vet.
I'm not a combat
disabled vet. Disabled vet that has not been pardoned. So a lot of his rights, and to include his veterans benefits, he's not getting. And he never even entered the Capitol. We all know it was a Fed insurrection. Your own White House just posted on January 6th that it was a Pelosi-led Fed insurrection. And we're going to show more of that. I'm hearing that as early as next week, finally Barry Loudermilk is going to have a hearing with more information on that. So let's get to pardoning the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. Next, now when you do that, here's the benefit to you, Mr. President. That means that others like Joe Biggs, Stuart Rhodes can now be safely exercising their First Amendment, and others are comfortable having them at events. You know, this event that we're doing this weekend is because they're ultra patriots. Other places are still scared to platform somebody like Stuart Rhodes. So that gives you reinforcements. People that have been on your side and actually sustained damage, essentially injuries, and have fought for you and has spent 3-4 years in jail and prison for you. They want to come out swinging in your support, but you're limiting their ability to do so because they haven't received the pardon. That's the importance of these pardons. The next thing is Shane LaMond. If you want to go after Antifa in D.C. and limit your threat from Antifa within the District of Columbia from trying to subvert your administration, the one person that knows the entire link analysis structure of Antifa in D.C. is the former D.C. Metro police officer that headed up the intel division. His name is Shane LaMond. He needs to be pardoned. The reason why he's in jail, because he countered the Democrat narrative. The Proud Boys were going to call him as a witness, unbeknownst to him. And when it was announced that he was going to be a witness against the Jocelyn Ballantyne DOJ, if you will, they went ahead, the deep state went ahead and criminalized Shane LaMond.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'll say.
Is he in prison right now?
He's in prison right now.
So you got a good guy police officer in prison where he's in danger. And if you want other officers to come forward and help you drain the swamp, you got to stand up for this guy.
And if you pardon him, then Barry Loudermilk can have a superior witness of the D.C. Metro's role in the Pelosi-led Fed insurrection. That's another component. I mean, these are all wins that benefit America. And in addition, they benefit you personally that completely vindicate you, Mr. President. And then the last thing I'll say, you know, you gave me 5 minutes. I'll say this. If you want all of us real alpha critical thinking men to be completely 100% back on your side, you have to take maximum initiative. Cause at this point, everyone has seen the evidence. It needs to be now scorched earth. You call it what you will. Accountability, justice, not indictments. There need to be mass arrests and then superseding terrorism enhancements as the evidence trickles in, just like they illegitimately and illegally did to Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and all the J6ers, and everybody that stood up against the tyranny of the pandemic, the COVID con, the illegal 2020 election heist, and the January 6th Fed insurrection. Once we start seeing you do that, it will be a massive landslide victory for the Republicans this coming 2026.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if you get a supermajority in both houses, especially with Elon Musk now back in your fold, if you do those things.
And even if Congress continues to sit on their hands and he does all this through the executive branch, he would still get an energized base, right?
Massive.
Right.
Oh, I'd be back in, I mean, I would be completely no longer a black pill because we judge based on actions. So right. far, we haven't seen any.
Right. That's the problem is that his own base is losing confidence in him because of the people he has around him who are indefensible. And that's the problem. So they're just going to stay home. So they're like, in their minds, and I've talked to plenty of people across the country, their attitude is okay, we put all our marbles into President Trump. We believed he was going to go in there and clean house. And even he is disappointing us. So why should we, if he won't help us.
Right. There's no return on investment at this point.
Right. How some other.
I mean, for you, obviously, there is a return on investment. You got a commutation. There's a lot of things that are beneficial. I want to caveat and say it this way. For those that are going to attack me, I'm going to say this very forcefully. President Trump is a trillion times better than any Democrat administration.
Right.
Specifically, the Biden criminal syndicate's handpicked Kamala Harris. Okay? A trillion times better. But guess what? When you're starting at a zero, a trillion times better gets you to about a D minus. I'm aiming for that A plus.
Well, he has to take down the deep state. All of us who are red-pilled and awake, we understand that if he does not take the deep state down during this term, that when they come back into power, which they would eventually, they are going to unleash holy hell on all of us, not just us
right.
J6ers.
And at that point, there will be then no reason to now defend this administration from being crushed by them because we're going to just focus on defending our own individual selves.
Well, I mean,
we've already gone through that episode of trying to defend ourselves. I mean, I'm undefeated, but I also try to help everyone else out because I was able to do so. I'm not sure I'm going to be motivated to yet again defend someone that did not maximally exercise his authority to make sure that the one-tier justice system is back in place.
Well, as President Trump himself said just the other day, he knows that if he loses the midterms, they'll impeach him. They're going to. So
I think that happens before then. I think that that may happen before the midterms. And here's why. This is important. I want to make this point. More and more people see that the protection of the Epstein files is going to squarely land the defense of it. At first you can argue that, oh, Todd Blanch is not releasing him in time. And then you can say, oh, it's Pam Bondi that's not releasing it or anybody else in the deep state, the DOJ. But at some point in time, and I think the days are numbered, it's going to really rest on the man. And the man in charge right now is President Trump, especially when he made statements such as, oh, people want to talk about Epstein still? Yeah, because if you disclose everything and there's some names on that list that show why what specific policies were made by current politicians globally and domestically, it's going to expose a lot of things. And it's going to take a lot of people down. That's exactly what we want.
And I can imagine.
It might come too close to the president and his ecosystem.
Well, I can imagine.
And so if that doesn't take place, they've already violated the 30-day rule of the president's own law that he signed in that was unanimous in the Senate and nearly unanimous in the House. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody such as Thomas Massey, because they're going after him so hard, essentially starts the impeachment proceedings of Todd Blanch, of Pam Bondi. And if that doesn't effectuate the results of the release of the Epstein files, it can only increase from there, meaning there may be an impeachment by the Democrats and Republicans that are not in the Epstein files to force the release. And I think the only way that may happen is through an impeachment of Donald Trump.
But here's the thing, though. He signed the law to release it all. So
he did.
That gives him some cover on that. But I want to switch gears slightly.
But that's why he needs to follow through if he's serious about signing that law.
And here's why. Because we know, it's beyond a doubt now, that Epstein worked for Mossad and the CIA. He was running a blackmail operation. That's what blackmail influence operation to blackmail politicians from all over the world and executives, you know, and judges, I'm sure, also. That's what he was doing. That's what the intelligence agencies all over the world do. They do it all the time. And he's not the only one. There are other operations being run too. So, but start with that one. That's why President Trump had made a massive mistake by being talked into dismissing the Epstein files as a hoax. Someone inside of his own circle poison-pilled him by doing that. And they put him in the category now of the, you know, protecting pedophiles. So to fix that, he's got to say, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's unforced errors.
Right. He needs to fix that. I agree. So, but what he should also do is, I believe he should, once again, use that mass declassification power. So what I would tell him is President Trump, like I told you in 2020 in open letters, you know, hopefully they got to you at some point, I hope, but is that you have the absolute authority as president to declassify anything. No one can stop you. That's why Robert Kennedy was killed, because he was going to go in and become president and investigate his own brother's death. That's why they killed him, because they're afraid of that power. You've got to invoke the Insurrection Act, send the CIA, NSA, FBI home, like we were talking about, send military intelligence with Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth helping you to go in and expose all the dirt. Start with the judges first, because they're your most lethal enemy in this current system, your most obstructionist. Mm-hmm. Start with them, start exposing them. Democrat, Republican, go after both sides. House, same thing. Senate, same thing. Start exposing them. The ones who...
I can add one more layer to that.
Go ahead.
Expose governmental holdings, and then on top of that, why don't we also recruit Elon Musk to expose the criminality of our governmental officials that have Twitter accounts through the content that he controls, right?
Right. Yeah.
That adds another layer. And then in addition to that, what's his name? One of President Trump's closest friends, who runs the UFC, Dana White, is on the board of Facebook. It'd be nice if he could use that position to leverage a lot of the holdings of Facebook, of Meta, right? Facebook, Instagram, direct messages, Facebook
messages,
WhatsApp, and not declassify it, but just release it so that the whole world sees the all of the corruption. Sure. Of our government officials. That's how we clean house.
Like Elon Musk did when he took over Twitter. He threw the doors open and showed all the backroom dealings and meetings. This is the arrogance. That's why I say, if you go after the judges, I'm sure you'll find, because they're arrogant. You'll find judges, J6 judges, for example, whose clerks, I'm sure, were in direct communication with DOJ prosecutors and FBI agents and members of Congress. You know, illegitimately communicating with them, I'm sure. So just like Elon Musk did, what did he do? He threw the doors open and showed all the backroom dealings where you had CIA, FBI, and DHS sitting in on meetings to decide who and what to censor. That's what Elon Musk did. That's the first step in DOGE, right? Exposure.
Yeah.
So do that. That's what I'm saying. Exposure is the answer. The truth will set us free.
And that'll force the sooner the better, because if we expose it now, then all these Democrats and Republicans that are complicit in that crime can go ahead and retire and run for the hills,
right,
giving patriots time, all J6ers, all unvaxxed, all family members of J6ers and lawyers, to go ahead and step in the breach and run in those primaries to take over those seats.
That's right.
That come time 2026 elections, guess what, President Trump? You ain't getting impeached. You're going to probably have a supermajority mandate. Right.
This is the only way he's going to get it.
Place.
The only way he's going to get that is decisive action to do the right thing for the right reasons. But the side benefit is that he reasserts his majority, energizes his base.
Consolidates maximum authority, legitimate authority and power based on his actions.
And he'll get more. He got walkaway Democrats. He got libertarians. He got Ron Paul Republicans who came together, and that's how he won in 2016. Like Michael Moore, the filmmaker, you know, big fat slob on the left, described Trump as the Molotov cocktail of the working class, of the working man against the establishment.
And that still applies today.
It does, if he acts like one. So be the Molotov cocktail. Burn it down. Burn down the deep state, not our country. But I'm sure he's being told by advisors like Ratcliffe and others. What a better name for the man. He's a rat. So I'm sure he's being told that if you do this, if you expose them all, it'll crash our economy, it'll crash our, you know, trust in our institutions, and it'll bring down governments around the world.
Okay, it might temporarily crash some things, but
good.
It will restore so much confidence.
It needs crash.
In our institutions.
It needs
by
crash.
Cleansing them.
Because, you know, I would say this to him, last thing I'll say to him, we're running out of time, is President Trump, you survived the assassination attempt in Butler because God saved your life that day and had you turn your head just slightly so it didn't hit you there, instead it hits you in the air, but you turn your head slightly. That's an act of God. You know that. You said that. That's why I tattooed that on my arm. God saved you for a reason.
Show it.
That reason he saved you, this is my Trump tattoo of him with his fist in the air and says fight down at the bottom. I got that in prison. But I got that because I knew at that moment he was acting like Teddy Roosevelt. He was showing the physical courage of a Teddy Roosevelt, a George Washington, or an Andrew Jackson. And I said, you got to go back to those three studs as presidents to show the same kind of courage and coolness under fire. That was his, you know, I don't want that to be his high watermark of his most amazing moment. He needs to make this now his amazing moment. That was meant to save him to do what he can do now. That is his purpose. That is his destiny. That is why 100%. He is still here. That's his calling. That's why God saved his life. So President Trump, be the man that you were in Butler, the one we put in office to kick ass. All right. Thanks, Aubrey.
Perfectly said.
God bless you, brother.
Perfectly said. God bless.
Peace. Keep safe.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.